The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, your one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Things are falling into place for Bruce Lamb and his 6-2 Clay County Bulldogs. They have their regular season road trips in the rearview mirror. Homecoming's been celebrated in fine fashion. The region championship is within reach, and the team has improved weekly. Here tonight, the Dogs seek a 7th win, while Nate Adams looks to eclipse 2,000 passing yards on the season and 6,000 for his career, along with his brother Nolan Adams, who seeks to go over 1,000 yards receiving and set a new single-season standard. And it all comes against a winless team who doesn't defend the pass well. However, that winless team isn't just the regular old cupcake opponent. It's the Trousdale County Yellow Jackets, who may be a shell of their former selves, but they're still the team that embarrassed the Black, Purple, and Gold on the Creek Bank 1 year ago, 42-14. And there's nothing that head coach Kyle Gregory would rather do than bring that result to John Teeples Field tonight. This is the Bulldogs and the Yellow Jackets for the 35th time.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into about a Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, ladies and gentlemen, our ninth broadcast of this 2024 football season. For the second week in a row and the fourth time this year, we're high atop Joan L. Eads Stadium looking down on John Teeples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to keep a steady hand on the camera while providing an accurate description of the action this evening. Joining me tonight are a couple of old players who, like me, are looking to see their first ever win over Trousdale County on the gridiron. The first is the best-dressed man in the booth every time we come on air, a former Dog quarterback who now serves as our producer while adding some nice Bulldog barks on the big scoring plays. He's John Weaver, folks.
Thank you, Daniel. Yeah, I like to look good. It makes me feel good. I'm sure it helps out with the, you know, the image we portray always is kind of our best foot forward. That's the way I like to put it.
So. Absolutely.
Glad to be here tonight. And, yes, I would love to see a victory over Trousdale County. I never experienced it. So this would be the next best thing, guys.
Absolutely, it would. Of course, John and I won't be going at it alone, of course, here to keep us on points. Another signal caller from yesteryear. He's the present-day authority on the Dogs, the Horizon Sports Network founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, Daniel. Yeah, special night here at Trousdale County coming in, and we're heading down the home stretch of the regular season, guys. Just two left, and this is one of them, where the Dogs are welcoming that old nemesis, as we've talked about, for the first time to town here in Salina in a long while, and there's no place I'd rather be than here with you two on another Football Friday night. Daniel, you probably know when that was, but it's been a while.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. Well, I'm kind of aggravated you did because I don't know exactly.
Well, you're 09, talking 20 years, brother.
Well, we played them here in 09. I know the last game prior to renewing, we were down there in the fall of 12. So they might have been here in 11, but, yeah, it's been a while.
And like I said, it's been a while since they've been here, and us old Bulldogs, like John talked about, we're hoping for a little revenge, as are these current Dogs. You know, after what happened down in Hartsville last season, Clay County had a rough go.
Oh, it's awful. 42-14, Mercy Rue running clock, worst defeat of the season. I may be including the second round loss down South Pittsburgh in that. You know, we just...
It was an odd game for me. It just kind of seemed like an outlier for that team last year. But, yeah, I'm sure there's several Bulldogs on tonight's team that are wanting to get that done.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here to call it on the Horizon Sports Network without our sponsors. We can't thank them enough. Almost a decade of calling Bulldog football here because of them. And a special shout-out to Clay Power Sports, our presenting sponsor for this 2024 Clay County Bulldog football season. I want to thank Eli Schmucker and all the gang down below the Cumberland River Bridge at Clay Power Sports. And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dale Holla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of this big game of Trousdale County and all things Clay County. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's shutout of Red Bowling Springs. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. The headline read, Clay County shuts out Red Bowling Springs 49-0. And the story talked about how Clay County shut out the Red Dogs 49-0 in the annual Battle of the Bulldogs to move to 6-2 on the season and 2-0 in Region 4A play. The win guaranteed the Dogs a first-round home playoff game and set up a Week 11 showdown for the region title with Gordonsville here on November the 1st. The victory also helped Clay County position themselves as one of the top Class A teams in the state, as they're currently ranked 9th ahead of the number 10 Tigers by the Nashville Tennessean, while both teams sit just outside of the top 10, according to the Tennessee Sports Writers Association. With standout senior quarterback Nate Adams at the helm, the Clay County offense is scoring north of 33 points per game, while the Dog defense, led by junior leading tackler Reese Adams, is only allowing 13 points per contest. Nate has been identified as a bona fide Class A Mr. Football frontrunner by the Tennessean, and he performed like one against Red Bowling Springs, passing for 5 touchdowns on just 7 completions. While Reese, his senior brother Hayden Adams, and the elder Adams classmate Worm Smith led the charge on the defensive side for Clay County, the Dogs scored on their first 4 possessions, Daniel, as your summary is going to show.
That it does, Thomas. Nate connected with his junior brother, Nolan Adams, for a 64-yard touchdown on the first Clay County offensive play. And senior tailback Aiden Soto ran in a 7-yard score to account for the first 2. The next pair of touchdowns came when senior Lance Burchett caught a short pass and juked his way 55 yards to pay dirt. And Reese Adams dashed to the end zone from 26 yards out after hauling in another catch. Nate Nolan then hooked up again, this time for a 41-yarder, to send the Dogs into halftime ahead 35-0. On the opening play of the second half, the brothers added another. Nate found Nolan for a 55-yard touchdown, which was the 3rd of the night for the duo and the 14th of the season, which now serves as a new program record for the younger Adams, after he eclipsed Alec Kerr's mark of 11 from 2022. With the Tita West away Mercy Wheel running clock rolling throughout, reserves finished out the remainder of the contest. They not only secured the shutout, but also drove 98 yards for a score. Freshman quarterback Fletcher Strong engineered the drive, while his classmate tailback Isaiah Burnett capped it off with a 20-yard rushing touchdown. Senior kicker Manny Hernandez, who also ran for a 2-point conversion, then made his 6th extra point of the contest to account for that final margin, 49-0, a strong battle of the Bulldogs for the black, purple, and gold, Thomas.
Yeah, the rock color won out for sure, and Clay County produced 471 total yards in the win, including 188 on the ground and 2 touchdowns on 17 carries, and a total of 283 passing yards and 5 touchdowns. Nate Adams threw for 265, 5 TDs, and 2 interceptions on 7-11 passing, while Strong went 2 for 3 for 18 yards. Nolan Adams was the leading receiver, 4 catches, 161 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Burchett had 2 catches for 78 yards in that highlight reel touchdown. Reese Adams, 1 catch for 26 yards, which was a touchdown. Hernandez had a catch for 7 yards, and senior Eli Burnett had 1 big catch for 11. Soto led the way on the ground with 87 yards and a touchdown on 5 carries, while Isaiah Burnett had 7 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown. Strong carried 3 times for 14. Nolan Adams, 1 for 15. And Hernandez had that 2-point conversion, 1 carry for 3 yards. Smith led the way defensively with 7 tackles. Soto had 5. Hayden and Reese Adams each made 4. Hayden with 3 tackles for a loss, and Reese with a sack and a recovered fumble. Nolan Adams had 3 stops. Sophomore Roland Holloway made 2. And Burchett, Hernandez, juniors Cole Leeds and Bryson Sharp, sophomores Lucas Graves and Kate Jashley, and freshman Cole Ledbetter, Isaiah Burnett, Jackson Ritter, and Caden Copeland all had 1 tackle apiece. Folks, next week get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Delhalla Horizon newspaper. We've also got some great photos that are being taken by the CCHS Media Group, Kendall Hamilton, and others doing just a great job for Bulldog Nation behind the camera. We'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Trousdale County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. It's time for about a Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. As always, we'll start by looking at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the T-West Play playoffs for 7 consecutive seasons and had 26 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 16-26, with their furthest advancement being the state title game 2 seasons ago in 2022. Where they finished as the runner-up. The Trousdale County Yellow Jackets most recently appeared in the playoffs in the 2022 season before snapping their streak of 35 consecutive appearances last year. They do have 42 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1972, and they boast a stellar playoff record of 91 wins to 33 losses and have captured state gold in 9 different seasons. They were the TWSWA champions in 1972, 90, 93, 97, 98, 2008, 09, 2013, and 2018. They also do lay claim to a title back in the early 1920s prior to the TWSWA sanctioning. These teams are meeting for the 35th time in their history, first squaring off all the way back in 1924, 100 years ago. The Bulldogs' largest margin of victory came in 1983 when Salina won 40-6. The Yellow Jackets' largest margin of victory was 56-0 in the 1997 regular season game. The Dogs have never strung together back-to-back wins in this series. In fact, the Clay Canyons have struggled to beat the Jackets at all. The Dogs have won three times in this series, those victories coming in 1954, 1983, and 1989. Trousdale has won 21 straight games in the series dating back to 1992. Overall, the Black and Gold have a 3-31 record against the pesky Jackets from the Creek Bank. Just a small portion of series stat leaders, Thomas, because we have been the opposite of dominant in this series.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it also shows how dominant the Yellow Jackets have been throughout. I don't know. Not just against us, is what I'm trying to say.
I started to say, we ain't the only team that has this kind of stat line against them.
Rushing yardage leader, two names here everybody knows. Chris Bartlett, 1999, had 186 rushing yards. And then in 1992, our sophomore season, my teammate Gary Davis had 172 rushing yards against the Yellow Jackets. I think we played them a decent half at one time, Daniel.
Well, maybe you know, we used to measure that as a success.
May have been. Rushing touchdown leader, though, is that same game for Chris Bartlett. He had three touchdowns in that game in 1999. You may know a little bit about that one, Daniel.
Well, I do. It was at the old high school field over in Salina. I was not playing. I'd been ejected from these El Harden games a week prior, and it was all Chris. Now, Chris, hold up better than me. We used to kind of share the load in that 99 season, but it was all him that night, and he showed out. 186 yards rushing, three rushing touchdowns, one of them the long one, a 74-yarder, but he does not have the longest rushing touchdown against the Yellow Jackets. That comes from my dad, Jerry Strong, the Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. Of course, Chris and Gary that you mentioned earlier, all three of these guys, Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. But back in the fall of 1970, his senior year, Jerry Strong, an 89-yard quarterback sneak against the Yellow Jackets, went right up the gut, and essentially 90 yards later had six.
Tackle leaders got two tied here with 15 apiece. Big numbers there. Both of them happening in the same game, Daniel, in 1996.
Yep.
They're tied. John Roberts and Curtis Stone, 15 apiece.
Yeah, and you know, that sounds like, oh, that can't be right. And I'll tell you, it probably is. They were seniors that year, very active defenders. And in 96, Trailsdale didn't win the state title because they didn't have a passing game. They ran the ball all the time. Well, guess what? When they came back in 97, every time they'd get up on folks, they'd spend a drive or two throwing the football, and they won in 97, 98. They lost. I watched them get beat by, I can't remember. May have been DCA in the fall of 96 down at Dawson Christian because they couldn't throw the ball.
Longest kickoff return touchdown came from Darrell Reeser, an 80-yarder in 1983. And then also special teams, Scott Barlow had an 80-yard punt return touchdown in 1988 against the Hartsville team.
Folks, that concludes our opponent portion of Urbana Bulldog History. After word from our sponsors, we will return with our Lustral and Decadal History.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. We'll continue about a Bulldog history. Last week we discussed the 1969 Salina High School Bulldogs. Tonight we look back 50 years to 1974. Hammer and Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's home run record. Richard Nixon became the first president to resign from office. Muhammad Ali knocked out George Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle. And Harold Watson was in his third year as head coach of the Salina Bulldogs. One of those landmark years for the four Bulldog football. You talk about the Tobacco Bowl teams of the 50s, and then you jump forward to this 1974 squad, a stellar 9-1 regular season. They finished the year 10-1 after a win in the Lions Bowl over David Lipscomb that we'll get to in a few moments. But before we discuss all their success, let's know who we're talking about, Thomas.
Yeah, just an unbelievable roster here, and you're right. You know, one of the greatest teams ever. There's no doubt about it. And it included seven freshmen, Jack Eads, Johnny Lynn, Michael Walker, Mike Rich, Ricky Barlow, Stanley Caulfield, and Timmy Melton. And then four sophomores, Johnny Booger McLaren, Roger Short, Stacy Brown, and William Collins. Four juniors also, James Hamilton, Jerry Key, Ricky Buford, and Ricky Hale. And then here's where it comes from, the 11 seniors on this team that were the leaders. Our Uncle Bill Nature, Denny Thompson, David Allred, David Henson, Dooley Davis, Greg Craig, Michael Cross, Potts Emerton, Ricky Melton, Robert Gribble, and Terry Scott. You talked about the head coach, Harold Watson, who's also assisted by Jerry Eads and the Hall of Famer, Joe Neal Eads, Daniel. And I know we don't have a mark, but a lot of folks that are in the Hall of Fame on this roster and some of the greatest to ever play.
Absolutely. If you on there, one in particular that I'm going to nominate this coming year, and, you know, that's open year-round. We won't get off on it now, but, folks, if you know somebody that you think should be in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame and they're not in there, submit those names to us. There's a website, a good website online for the Hall. Just Google it, and you can find everything you need to find. Well, let's get into this season. Now, they had had a 3-7 record in 1973, but had all these upperclassmen, this big senior group coming back with experience, Coach Watson settling into his tenure as head coach, third year after being a great player in the late 50s for Salina. So they open up the year 16-6, just kind of an average win and perhaps a bit of foreshadowing for the rest of the season. You see Bill Napier tossing two touchdown passes in that contest, something that we'll hear a lot as we move forward in this one.
Against Westmoreland. You know, that's a Westmoreland score right there, 16-6.
You're right, 100%. Then this would be an impressive score if it was happening tonight. Salina over Baxter, 20-0. It happened in 1974. This time it was Carl Dooley Davis with two touchdown runs. So open up the year strong with 2-0, setting up a big, big matchup with Gordonsville and head coach Turney Ford in the third contest of the season. And this is as odd a score as you'll see. The Dogs win 2-0. A fourth quarter safety. With 3 minutes left in the contest, the newspaper article reads that David Henson was responsible for the safety. Local legend, I believe, tells that James Hamilton perhaps been responsible for it. So one of those two guys anyway.
Yeah, we think of this 1974 team and Uncle Bill and Greg Craig and all these wide receivers and what the explosive offense they've had. And then you see a score like this. They were shut out, basically, but did win 2-0. So You know, anytime you beat girls, well, I don't care what the score is, Daniel.
You got that right. You got that right. Now, here's a score for you, 62-0 over Monterey, then Red Bull and Springs. First time we ever had played the Red Dogs, I think their first year of football, 76-12. Bill Napier, 5 touchdown passes in that one. Greg Craig with 3 touchdown catches. Blast Watertown in the 6th game of the year, 46-6. Napier doing it with 2 touchdown passes and 2 touchdown runs. Taft Youth Center beat them 18-6 to be 7-9. And then, Thomas, they go on the road to White House.
Yeah, they're rolling. You know, 7-0 and take a trip to White House and just get smoked at that time. White House 5-2 at the time. And I guess this is yardage you have right there. They rolled up 351 yards on the Dogs.
Yeah, Salina High with only 266. So White House just a dominant showing. Score that one.
49-8, I didn't say it.
I mean, you talk about a beatdown. Now, folks may say, why did this 91 squad not make the playoffs? Because they existed in 1974. They had begun 5 years prior in the fall of 69. Well, it was based on a point system, and there was basically 4 quadrants in the state, and I think only 2 teams out of each quadrant advanced. And essentially an 18 playoff, and that one loss was enough to knock us out. It was a perfect 10-0 team that advanced from our quadrant to the single-A playoffs. But finished up the regular season, big win over York Institute, 44-14. Then they beat downriver rival Jackson County, 34-12, to finish a strong 9-1 regular season. And Thomas, things had to be electric in the halls of Salina High School during this 1974 season, getting ready to play David Lipscomb in the Lions Bowl.
Yeah, you're talking about 2 decades, really, where Clay County or Salina hadn't had a team like this.
Right.
So, you know, folks were ready for it, and they delivered.
They did. There had been some flashes in the pan, the 65 Strawberry Bowl appearance, the 68 Blanket Bowl, but this was dominant. This was a fun-to-watch, high-scoring offense that we had never seen before since 1958, really, and pretty impressive. And this big Lions Bowl win, 26-20. I don't know what kind of current program David Lipscomb has. Like any other private school, there's been times in their existence they've been among the state's best. Other times probably when they weren't focused on it, maybe they were among the state's worst. But they have the ability to be really good. They were really good in 1974. I do have an article here. I don't think I want to read the whole thing, but headline reads, Napier paces Salina win, and just the intro says, Bill Napier scored 2 touchdowns and threw for another to lead Salina to a come-from-behind 26-20 victory over Lipscomb last night in the 15th annual Watertown Lions Bowl game. So we had advanced in 1960 to the Lions Bowl, so we played in the first ever Lions Bowl and then played 15 years later in this 15th annual Lions Bowl as well. And the big difference, though, won it in 74. Greg Craig had an explosive 95-yard touchdown run in this contest as well. And on the radio yesterday with Thomas Watson, he told a story. Of course, he was coaching basketball during this same stretch, and he went to the game and said Greg Craig was the punter on 4th-and-13 or something like that towards the end of the game, and Coach Watson called for a punt, and Greg Craig kind of turned it into a fake punt and just ran it instead and secured the win by doing so. And that's according to Coach Watson anyway, Coach Thomas Watson. But
sometimes the players on the field, they might see something and take advantage of it. I know I remember Uncle Bill talking about calling his own plays a lot of times, and Uncle Jack and others. It was common in that day, so I guess Craig thought, well, if the quarterback can do it, why can't I?
Yeah, and certainly did. So just the finish to a great year, a huge Lions Bowl win, the first bowl win for head coach Harold Watson. Not his last. He'd win a few more in the early 80s with the squad. Cheerleaders from 1974, Elaine Hunter, Rita Savage, Donna Craighead, Beth Harrell, Cindy Ross, Carol Poindexter, Frida Walker, Charlotte Watson, Gayanne Stone, Tammy Bailey, and Judy Rich, and the football queen, Miss Judy Rich, in the fall of 1974. Just a landmark year, Thomas.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, 10-1 overall, you know, got to be a top 5 team at least. Not real sure where they ranked out when we used to did the old rankings a few years back, but real close there. And, you know, that's something we need to talk about, Daniel. We might need to re-rank these teams sometime.
Well, I think so, because obviously the 22 squad from 2 years ago is going to have a lot to say. In fact, the 74 team was the number one scoring offense in our history up until the last couple years when Clay County started putting up some huge numbers with the passing game and stuff, and Joseph Markham's huge running game and all those touchdowns. So I think the 22 squad eclipsed them as the on average average score per game. They scored 32 points on average a contest, a big number for the mid-70s. Folks, it's been our pleasure to discuss the 1974 Sinai High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, built your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll bend it.
Making Banking Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TBS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Trousdale County, where the 6-2 Dogs look to notch another win against the Yellow Jackets. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior wide receiver and linebacker Eli Burnett for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
It's always my pleasure.
Eli, good to have you with us, too.
Good to be here.
Coach took care of business last week during homecoming. With all the distractions of homecoming, how was your team able to play so well?
We came out and played well, and I was really kind of scared that we weren't going to because of all those distractions that we had. But, you know, I guess you give that up to a mature bunch of kids, you know. They knew what was at stake, and you know, they came out and got the job done.
Eli, it came in the form of a 49-0 shutout. How locked in is this team right now?
We're pretty locked in. Pretty good win streak, so ready to go.
And Coach, you know, a lot of that focus came from this guy right here, this senior group you have. Eli Burnett sets a great example for you and makes an impact when he hits the field too, doesn't he?
Absolutely. You know, Eli Burnett is one of those guys that you love having on your football team. You know, he don't say a whole lot, but he does everything that you ask him to do, and he goes 100 miles an hour every time whether it's the practice field or on the game field. And you know, I love this kid. Doesn't matter if I would put him in at running back, wide receiver. If I could play him at guard, he's gonna give me everything he's got. And you know, when we put him in there at outside linebacker, or we put him in there at wide receiver, you know, you'll get everything he has, and he's gonna leave everything on the field.
And his big contribution comes on special teams. How nice is it to have a guy like him, you know, you can count on in those units?
Oh, that's great, because, you know, special teams is huge. A lot of people overlook those the special teams game. And, you know, having a senior like Eli to go out there, and he knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows how to do it. And it's huge having him there. And they're just, you don't worry about it, because you know he's going to do it.
And Eli, like I said, when you come in, it seems like we're calling your name. You make the most of your opportunities. What allows you to do that?
It's love for the game. Yes. It's like being out there. So make the most of it.
And this senior class you're a part of, you guys are trying to make this last year a good one, looking for a deep playoff run, aren't you?
Yep, sure are.
And against Red Bull and Springs in that game, you had a stop or two on defense, and you got a catch on offense. How fun was that?
It was pretty fun. Nice little run.
I think we gained about 11 yards. We broke a tackle on it.
He did. He sure did. And we tried to get it to him on a deep route, and we had a freshman kind of run the wrong route and kind of got in his way. So, but, you know, we wanted to get him in the end zone if we could, and you know, he deserves it. You know, you can't beat Eli Burnett. You know, he's a wonderful kid. Just a great a joy to have around all the time.
And on that last drive, I think you guys went 98 yards and scored, and you're on the field with your little brother Isaiah.
Yeah.
Who scored the touchdown? What's it like playing with your little brother?
Well, to be honest, whenever he came up, I didn't know what I was going to expect, but it's fun having him around. I like having him up here.
It doesn't happen a whole lot, Coach. Brothers, I know we've got a couple of examples on this team, but yeah, special.
I, you know, for this couple of years, I've never had that before, so many brothers on the team. And, you know, it's great having those guys there, because, you know, if one of them's there, they're both going to be there all the time. And, you know, Isaiah came in the other night and did a great job. And you know who was the most excited about him scoring? Not Isaiah, but Eli. And mm-hmm. And that's what it's about, man. I love seeing those guys and get excited for each other. And, you know, 98-yard drive, that's the first time all year. That's the longest drive of the year. That's pretty dang good. I was very impressed.
I agree. Eli, Coach said it. You guys are kind of like family, this team is, when you play for the Bulldogs. I hear you guys say it all the time. We're a family, band of brothers, that kind of stuff. Where does that come from?
Well, a lot of us have always been close, played sports together growing up for – years, and instead of just moving recently, depth well, just up with him all the time.
Gotcha. And Coach, tonight you've got a Trousdale King coming in here. The Dogs hadn't beat much, hadn't had much luck with in the past. Only 3 wins against them in history. How do you change that tonight?
We just got to come out and play. You know, we got to come out and do what we do, and you know, hopefully things will take care of themselves. You know, the tradition they bring in here with them is something that, you know, you don't see very much. But, you know, last year when we went there, and you look on the scoreboard and look at all those state championships they got, and it's, you know, it's kind of intimidating. And when you say the word Trousdale County, you know, you think of good football. And we're going to have to come out and play tonight and make sure that we take care of business.
Eli, I know growing up you've played against the Yellow Jackets and at different levels and that kind of thing. You know, how much does that factor in that the Bulldogs at the high school level really haven't been able to beat them very much?
Well, I don't know. Just like we got it this year.
Well, that's the main thing.
Confident this year.
There you go. They are winless, much like Red Bull and Springs. You know, this could be another what Coach calls a trap game. Plus, we got the big one next week everybody's looking forward to against Gordesville. Eli, how are you guys kind of staying focused on the Yellow Jackets?
Well, just trying to take one week at a time. Can't skip this week. It's another week. Got to execute on this week to do good next week. So,
Coach, you mentioned the tradition of Trousdale County. What other problems do they bring to Solana tonight?
Well, they, you know, new coach, Coach Gregory, and he's done a fantastic job with them. I mean, I know their record doesn't show it, but they're that typical wing T, that traditional thing that they always have done, and defending the wing T is tough, very tough, and you got to be extremely disciplined. So, hopefully our kids will be disciplined tonight, and defensively, hopefully, we'll make some plays and open up some holes for Soto and, Nate put the ball where he's supposed to.
Eli, you ready for that?
Ready.
All right, Coach. Appreciate you sitting down with us, as always.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate you.
Same to you, Eli.
Thanks.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Back here live on the H&H General Equipment Parts pregame show in front of this Clay County Trousdale County contest. Time now for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
How They Fared is our weekly update on Clay County's opponents throughout this 2024 season, and it's brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Our opponent week one, Alvin C. York Institute, is now 6-2. Last week the Dragons won against the 5-3 Friendship Christian team, which I frankly thought they wouldn't win against, but they did. 26-23, must have been a good game. Tonight York's going to host Wartburg, who beat Sunbright last week. Not a lot to say about those teams. Week two opponents, Westmoreland Eagles. They're 7-1, looking really strong at this point in the season. Last week they beat Smith County, who was 2-7, 35-6 against a little bit larger school. It was a pretty good win. Tonight Westmoreland's going to travel to Portland, who lost last week to Hendersonville, which Coach was just telling us about a kind of an interesting situation in that game. Or Portland might have won, I guess. So that was a 31-28 game. We might be able to get a little bit of a read on Westmoreland as well, kind of see how they match up.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are the real deal, Daniel.
Portland should win. I like Westmoreland. We're going to pick that game. Very much like the game with us, Portland should beat us better than they did. They got the dudes. They may be just lacking a little bit of coaching.
Could be.
Opponent week three is a 5-3 Jackson County Blue Devils. Pretty good record for a Jackson County squad, in my opinion. Last week, they're off. Tonight, they're traveling up the hill to Monterey, who's 5-3.
Big region matchup there. Another game we're going to be picking.
Week four opponent is Monterey. Monterey's 5-3. Like I mentioned, last week, they won at Trousdale County against this team here. They beat them 49-7. Tonight, Monterey hosts Jackson County, like I said, whose last game was a loss at a 2-7 Smith County team on October 11th. Week five opponents, Portland Panthers, we mentioned them, they're 4-4. Last week, they lost to Hendersonville. Tonight, they're hosting Westmoreland, who won against Smith County.
Kind of hard to keep straight.
You're doing a good job with it.
It happens throughout the season. Our opponents play
each other. Yeah.
Different ones. Just kind of the regional thing everybody's got going on.
Right. Even between classifications, it happens.
We were talking about realignment in the future, that there's not that many single-A teams close to us.
No.
That's why we're playing.
So we have to go all these ways. Yeah. Or teams in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Our week six opponent is Monroe County, Kentucky. They're 3-5 after a win over Green County last week, 34-6, put some points on the board. Tonight they're hosting Clinton County, who's 3-5.
That's for the district championship up there. They've not won one since 2015. I heard their coach on the radio yesterday talking about it, and they're pumped up. They're fired up. He's back healthy, and you know, he looks to games like the Clay County loss as stepping stones to what they might accomplish tonight. So
help them
good
grow
luck to them
for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to couple think
three.
You're
going to
win it too.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Week 7 opponents, Joe Burns, they're 2-6. They didn't have a game last week, but tonight they're hosting a 6-2 Houston County team who lost to 8-0 consensus number 1 in Class A, McKenzie, 42-13.
Another rough night for the Red Devils.
Houston County's probably a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Week 8 is our bye week. Week 9, we faced Red Bull and Springs here on this field. They're 2-6 last week. Of course, we handed them a loss. Tonight, they're going to try to bounce back in a home game against the 0-8 community team. Anybody know the community mascot? I saw Coach slip in here. He probably knows community's mascot.
I don't. Coach?
Who?
The Vikings.
Yeah.
Vikings.
Coach Edwards did know him.
And he doesn't have his mic on.
Week 10 is here now, guys. And we're set to host the technically 1-7 Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. They got that forfeit on that Republic game there September 13th. Last week, they lost to Monterey, like I mentioned earlier, and tonight they come in here trying to get their first real win of the season. Let's hope they don't. Week 11 is the big matchup against Gordonsville. They'll be here on our field. They're 6-2. They didn't have a game last week. Tonight, they're traveling to Bledsoe County, which is
going to... You're talking about getting a gauge on Westmoreland. I think we're going to get a pretty good gauge on the Tigers.
Not only that...
And another game we're going to pick, I think.
Yeah, I think the Tigers are going to have to expend some energy in that game, you know, which will be maybe to our advantage. They beat Polk County last week. And, of course, Bledsoe's only loss came in a trip to Jamestown. Another one of our opponents. Clay County's opponents' combined record at this point in the season is 42-39. A lot of times, guys, I've noticed, you know, our opponents may be lower than the winning record, but right now, I think that's good to have a winning record. It sharpens you, like you mentioned, to play some better teams. And now let's get the segment. Everybody backs out of Facebook so they can check their phone before the game gets started. Presenting Coach Edwards' Pick'em Challenge.
We have the man with us, live and in living color, as Coach Watson always likes to say.
Welcome in, Coach.
Thanks, guys. I'm happy just to be passing through and get offered a headset. Like old times. I didn't have it on at the right time earlier, but I have it on.
What you say, Daniel?
Well, let's be honest. He's first in the standings. So he's made a return to the booth.
That's right.
Coach calls this our Grade 8 games this week. We had a Thursday game last night, and we all picked, I promised before it started. Daniel and I picked Oliver Springs. It's Coalfield at Oliver Springs, both of them 7-1. Some good teams in single-A ball. Daniel and I picked Oliver Springs. Coach and Thomas picked Coalfield. Who ended up winning? There was some
Coalfield.
Jackets.
Jackets won in a great game. We actually listened to it while we were out here on John Teeples Field for a little while last night. And, you know, we've talked about it all season long, kind of. There's a lot of single-A teams, three down in our sister region, and then those two up in the east, northeast, I guess. And then you take us and Gordonsville out of our region, Daniel, and we're all about the same.
Yeah, pretty close.
Speaking of Gordonsville, our first Friday night game is Gordonsville, who's 6-2. At Bledsoe County, 7-1, a good double-A team. I'm going with Bledsoe County.
I'm with you. I think a trip to Pikeville could be a tough one for the Tigers.
Yeah, that makes three of us, Bledsoe.
It's a wash. That's who I had marked down myself.
I think we all just naturally want them to lose, don't we?
I think you're right.
It's going to be a close game. I want a single possession win.
I was, earlier this year, kind of bashing the Bledsoe County team, I think. So, a little new respect for them. I hope they get it done.
I mean, I'd like to see them win. They come in next week overconfident, but,
yeah,
sure.
You know.
But we're supposed to pick the ones we think are going
to
win, right?
Going
to
win.
Okay,
yeah.
The next game is Jackson County at Monterey. Both teams 5-3.
Monterey.
It's on the mountain up there. I think Monterey overpowers the Blue Devils.
Yeah, Purple Cats.
I'm going to take this opportunity right here, guys. I think Coach Loftus can go on the road.
He'll coach well.
And beat a Monterey team. I think it's definitely going to be a close game. So I'm going to go ahead and take that opportunity to get a win against you fellas.
I think that Gordonsville game, really, you know, Monterey's confidence is riding high. I just think they're rolling right now.
Fair enough. Chattanooga Prep at Whitwell. Both of those teams are 6-2.
I'm going with
teams down there.
I think it's the same thing that happened last week. Until the city team can go into the country's home and get a win, I don't think they're here yet.
No.
So I go with the Whitwell Tigers, too.
I'm going to pick Prep, and here's why. I think, not because I like them, but because I think South Pitt had the athletes to match up with them. Whitwell, I don't know. I think Whitwell is going to be tougher and more physical, but I just think big plays may be the difference.
Maybe more
game.
Skill players at that Chattanooga.
Yeah,
makes
sense. Prep.
Boy, it's tempting, but I'm going to go with the Whitwell team at home. Down there in the valley, I think home field advantage means a lot. I know it does in South Pittsburgh. So, White County at DeKalb County, another pair of 6-2 teams right here close to home.
Sparta.
Yeah, I've been with DeKalb on one. I think I got bit earlier this season and haven't picked the Warriors all year, but they're going to go on the road and get it done.
I'm going DeKalb at home. Might be a bad pick, but I'm going DeKalb at home.
I got to go with White County. The firepower out of that kid they got.
Pinion.
Yep. I'd say they get it. Cumberland County at
Hawkeye.
I couldn't read the emojis there for a second.
Hawkeye.
I'll go Jets.
Yeah, I think it's the Jets for sure. Plus, I wouldn't pick Hawkeye anyway.
I got to go Cumberland County.
Man, I'm either going to be way ahead after tonight or way behind one. I don't know. I'm going Hawkeye at home.
L.A.
Westmoreland at Portland.
I'm a believer in the high-flying Eagles myself. I think Westmoreland gets it done.
Eagles.
For what you said, Daniel. I think they're just a better coach team, a better team altogether, even though they may be outmatched a little bit.
Now, that game's always close.
It is.
It never matters what the records are. That game's always close, but
so you're saying that game last week that Portland should have been the winner against the Hendersonville team?
Yep.
That was the one, yeah. There was a controversial non-call at the end of the game that the play ended up resulting in an 87-yard touchdown.
I'm going with Westmoreland. I'm going with Westmoreland, Daniel. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's a wash on that one.
Okay. And a bonus game, the Alphabet School bonus, CPA at FRA. Both of them is 8-0.
FRA.
I'll take the home team.
I kind of feel like I do about Livingston and some other teams when it comes to Franklin Road Academy. So, CPA, baby.
Oh, you never got a win against Franklin Road?
No, I didn't, John.
But guys, I didn't know who to go with. So, like I've done in the past couple times with these private schools, I looked at their coaching roster. And CPA, they have 18 assistant coaches.
Wow.
And Franklin Road only has 11.
Oh, so man.
I just think CPA's going out coaching tonight, guys.
Sure, most definitely.
That's why I went that way, too. All right.
Listen later in our broadcast for our scoreboard updates to see how these games and more are shaping up. This has been How They Fared, a weekly update on Clay County's opponents, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, home insurance. Daniel, we got about 3 minutes on the clock here before game time.
Going to jump right into keys to the game, brought to us by Westmoreland Management. Getting Thomas's thoughts here. Going to start off, as always, with this potent Bulldog offense. Thomas, tell us about it.
Well, good to have Coach back. We didn't get to
send
him off, so glad to have him back on How They Fare. But this Clay County attack, they just need to keep clicking, Daniel. You know, we're seeing stars in the making. And they just need to come out sharp and pour it on like they have been. Nate Adams is a bona fide Mr. Football candidate, if we've ever had one. And tonight, he needs to add to it. Plus, we've seen Nathan Soto come on of late, too. So a mix of those two is going to be unstoppable, I think, against Stroudsburg County.
What about the Dirty Dog defense and Coach Dickerson?
I think it's like Coach Lamb said in the interview, play discipline on that side of the ball. You know, this Dog defense is aggressive at times, and they can't overrun a play. They got to stay home, be disciplined against this wing T attack against of Hartsell.
What about an overall key for head coach Bruce Lamb in this one to get the win?
Well, again, I think Clay County just needs to stay sharp here tonight, Daniel, hone their skills in preparation for what's to come. This is the second game in a row the Dogs are supposed to win big, and sometimes that's a challenge in itself. But they proved last week they're on a mission by not messing around and taking care of business with a 49-0 shutout. I'd like to see another one of those tonight, and I think this Clay County defense can do it.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Thomas, that's keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to us by Westmore Management and an owner, Bobby Westmore, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we're turning our eyes to the Clay County skies and bringing it to Kermit Exteriors weather report. I do not have specifics. I just, be honest, I forgot to look it up. I can tell you this. It has been an outstanding day of fall weather here in Salina. Full sunshine, no fog this morning on the banks of the Cumberland River here at Clay County High School. Just been a breeze blowing all day. Temperatures are outstanding. Could
perfect.
Not find better football weather. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They're the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go to break.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your Sunquest pregame show. Get over into the keys to the game.
Nope.
Not the keys to the game, sorry. The full coverage final word. Apologize for that. But we get John's last thoughts before kickoff brought to us by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. John, I know you'll make sure you cover it all just like their agency does. I'm going to throw out one that I've been thinking of all week. This isn't 1997 anymore.
I like it.
This is a lot different than it was back then. And that's what I'm kind of talking about, focusing on. There's a lot of talk about a given win, just assuming that it's going to happen tonight. We all want to see it, but we have to play the game. We can't look past it to our rival for next week, for all the marbles. We have a game tonight right here on this field, and we need to execute and take care of this opponent before the next one comes. So that's what I want to see, focus, commitment, and, you know, execution.
Absolutely. Got to be in the moment. Take care of business, folks. That has been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonia today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And he's got Clay County covered. Captains tonight for head coach Bruce Lamb were the four Adams boys, the juniors, Nolan and Reese, joined by their senior brothers, Nate and Nolan, of course, Nate and Nolan brothers, or I said Nate and Nolan, Nate and Hayden. Hayden and Reese brothers, Nate and Nolan brothers, all of them the sons of Mike and Matt Adams. And kind of strange to see the juniors out there with it, but I thought it was well done tonight. Something Coach Lamb had been wanting to do. They mean so much to this team. Let's go ahead and announce these. State Farm starting. We'll give the defensive lineup. Nose guard, one of those seniors we talked about right then, Hayden Adams. Defensive tackles, a sophomore, Rowan Holloway, junior, Colton Brown. Inside backers, junior, Bryson Sharp. Actually, he has bumped to the outside now. On the inside is Reese Adams. Outside is Bryson Sharp. Also on the inside, senior, Worm Smith. The other outside backer, senior, Aiden Soto. The cornerbacks, Nate Adams at one side, Waylon Cherry at the other. And the safeties, a pair of juniors, co-leads, and Nolan Adams. State Farm starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more.
Senior Manny Hernandez sets it on the tee, gets ready to kick off. Clay County, the home team, wearing black helmets with gold CC on the side, wore those smoky gray Clay County jerseys. Gold numerals on them, trimmed in black. Hernandez's kick hits a jacket in the chest, bounces off of him. And waiting on a signal, do we have it, guys?
I guess not, but I thought I saw a gray come in diving to try to get that one, Daniel, but
well, no doubt,
a long way from here.
Yeah, no doubt. The hustle was there. Must not have come up with a loose ball, though. So Trousdale will take over this Trousdale team. As John said, officially 1-7. They're 0-7 on the field. They do have a forfeit win. Only averaging 2.9 points per contest this year are the Yellow Jackets, while they give up 41 points a contest. They take over from the 21-yard line, a 79-yard field in front of the football for the Yellow Jackets.
Looks like sophomore number 2, Aiden Link, is going to line up at quarterback.
Link going to be under center here, winging in motion from right to left. Hand off off the right side and a tackle made. Worm Smith coming in there to make the stop. He's being helped up by Waylon Cherry.
Yeah, pretty good job on that from that left tackle spot over there, too. Maybe I can't see those numbers.
Should be Colton Brown on that left side. Hallway playing the right, or have they switched? We'll see where they line up right here. Typically, those tackles don't switch. Holloway, it looks like, playing that left tackle over there.
Did you get about 6 on that one, Dan?
Yeah, they spot him there at, we'll call it 5, second and 5 here. Ball sitting at the 26-yard line. Tight end flips left to right. Wing to either side. Fullback right behind Link. He was under center. Gets the snap. Ball on the ground here. Going to be picked up by a tailback. He's going to be hit and dropped. Big loss there. Reese Adams on top. Somebody else may be a little bit lower. Watching that dog as he comes back, at least the one that I saw. And that's Colette, who's coming back from the scene of the crime. Thomas, you may have had a better view.
Again, I'm having trouble seeing those gold numerals on those smoky grays myself.
Trousdale, the visiting team, they do drive right to left from our vantage point here during this first quarter of play. 0-0, loss of what we'll call about 6 yards, making it 3rd and 11, possibly 3rd and 12. 10:35 and ticking. Ball now sitting back inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. Lincoln will be under center, 2 wideouts left with the wingback. He looks to pass, rolls out this way, under pressure now, releases the southpaw's pass, knocked away at the last moment by Nate Adams, who's looking for career interception number 31, and almost got it there, Tom.
Yeah, he did. You know, he sat back just like Nate Adams does, kind of baited the throw, made the break, had it there, just kind of went through his hands.
Yeah.
Fourth down.
Right there when the ball was to poke it away.
10:22 on this first quarter clock as the Jackets appeared to be going 3 and out here and punting on fourth down from their own 19-yard line.
Something we hadn't seen, guys, is a big special teams play, and Nolan Adams not going to get a chance at one here.
Low spiraling short punt, Thomas, is going to set up this Clay County offense with premier field position, though.
Good start for the Clay County defense.
No doubt.
10:13 mark of this first quarter. First offensive possession for Clay County. They take over from the Yellow Jacket 43. Parker Donaldson announced over the PA system here in Joe Neal Leeds Stadium. So first and 10 for senior quarterback Nate Adams.
We saw a touchdown on the first play last Friday night. I wouldn't be surprised to see another shot. Nolan Adams singled up on the bottom down here.
Split out wide right out the window of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. False start, I believe, against Clay County here.
Yeah, a little odd movement there right about the time of the ball snapped.
We were going to be rolling out right, looking to throw, no doubt, in Nolan's direction.
False start against Clay County.
Backs it up to the 48-yard line. Adams looking to eclipse 2,000 yards on the season, 6,000 on his career with just a few tonight.
Unreal.
Yeah, just absolutely amazing numbers from the senior.
Nate rolling right. Loads, unloads, rather. Goes deep downfield. Going to be intercepted by the Yellow Jackets, was targeting, I believe that to be Lance Burgett.
Yeah, Burchett wide open right there. Just a great job by this offside defensive back. Getting back, the ball hung up there a little bit, John. Great athletic play by the Yellow Jacket to come back and catch it because he's wide open.
I didn't think he could get back into the play, but he did. Like you said, he was right there. Give Reese Adams a tackle on that after the turnover.
So after one play, Trousdale take him back over. First and 10 from their own 12-yard line. 88-yard field in front of the Yellow Jackets. Link under center, wing in motion, left to right, hand off to that wing. He's off right side. Not a whole lot of running room there. Brought down, primary stopper coming away from the huddle right now. And again,
Co-Leeds, I think.
It was. Co-Leeds in on the stop, the junior, making his second tackle of the contest.
You know, Eads is one of those that's always got an eye in the backfield anyway. And against this wing-teeing attack, he becomes another linebacker, Daniel, and he's playing that way so far to start this one.
Has one tackle for loss on the season, one quarterback sack to go along with 24 other tackles. Just, you know, we named him TDS top performer of the contest against York for a big pick six that he had and just some heads-up defensive play. And he's been very valuable this year. Gain of two makes it second and eight. Ball sitting at the 14. Motion again. Trap handed off inside to the fullback, and not a whole lot there. Gain of one. Advances it up to the 15-yard line where it should be third and seven.
You have to think Hayden Adams had something to do with that one from that nose guard position, Daniel, as he kind of just shed the center and caught the fullback and took him to the ground.
That ball carrier had to be the quarterback, Aiden Link. That's the only non-lineman I saw get up off the ground. Would that have been a quarterback sneak?
Very well. It's either him or a handoff to a fullback who was lined up really tight.
Yeah, they put them tight.
I mean, you've got number five there lined up, but this time at least is a fullback behind him. I'm not sure that he was there last time. Link under center, third and seven. Passing situation, rolls to the right, has time, releases. Incomplete. Link 0 of 2 through the air thus far in the contest.
He's a lefty.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're going to see the second straight three and out for this Clay County Bulldog defense right here. One offensive play for the Dogs so far resulted in an interception, guys, just a few seconds ago, really, maybe a minute.
Aiden Link, a sophomore. Of course, you may remember the name last year from Red Bull and Springs. He's the younger brother of the Link they had. Played a little quarterback at times for Red Bull last year, and he's now down in Hartsville. Low snap on the punt. Punt is away. Another low line drive punt. Nolan Adams going to field it at the 47-yard line. Here Nolan comes. Crosses the 40 up to the 35 where he's tackled from behind. So a nice return, good field position.
Yeah, that guy missed him the first time. Came back and took him down.
Yeah, and that's what you see out of this Trousdale County team. That was a hustle play to get the interception. Another hustle play there to make the tackle. Talking to our comrades with Fun Radio out of Hartsville, and this team is a very, very young team dominated by freshmen and sophomores for the Yellow Jackets.
Ball at the Trousdale 34-yard line. A short field for Clay County as they get ready for their second possession. 8:07 on the clock. As they break out and come to the line of scrimmage, senior center, Hayden Adams, preparing to snap. Two wide to the right with the tight end Reese Adams. Nolan by himself to the left. Hand off to Soto. Soto going to run off right side. 30, 25. Brought down inside the 20, just short of the 15-yard line.
Yeah, nice run by Aiden Soto. His first touch of the night, Daniel. And I thought this was something that we could do,
guys,
especially against Trousdale County, is run the football.
We got a holding call on that last play, fellas.
Never mind.
So the 18-yard run by Soto going to be wiped off the board. Or at least off the stat sheet, rather.
Not a great start for Clay County. Saw a penalty on their first offensive snap, saw interception on the second one, then another penalty on their third one. So three plays in a row, something negative, Daniel.
Ball sitting at a 43-yard line. After the 10-yard penalty. White Hat blows it in, 7:58 mark of this first quarter. 0-0 the score. Nate with it, rolling right, looking to pass, unloads, release looking for Nolan. Nolan going to have it, going to have a touchdown, hit it the goal line. Do they give it to him? Yeah! Touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs, touchdown Adams family.
Yeah, and let the Adams Family music play here in Joe Neal East Stadium one more time, Daniel. And that one, Nate Adams got his feet set, delivered a strike to his brother, John.
Put another tally on the mark for those two.
Nate goes over 6,000 yards in his career with that touchdown toss of 43 yards. 73rd touchdown pass of his career. Nolan on that one breaks a tie that he had with Alec Kerr for career touchdown catches. Now he sits alone in first place with 25, while Kerr has 24. Hernandez true on the extra point, 7:46 mark. First quarter, Clay County 7, Tarlesdale County 9.
Source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Adams family hook up, Nate DeNolan, and Clay County's up 7-9.
Yeah, 43 yards this time, guys, for their touchdown, and just another one of those plays we're getting used to seeing, Daniel.
Squib,
how many times?
Squib kick fell on by Trousdale. So already their third offensive possession, been back-to-back three and outs for this Yellow Jacket squad. As we mentioned earlier, Trousdale only scoring 2.9 points a contest. They have been shut out four times this year. We'll just run through their schedule real quick. Beaten by Livingston, 37-6. Beaten by Macon, 42-0. Beaten by Gordonsville, 41-0. Beaten by Smith, 42-7. Beaten by Jackson County, 28-0. Beaten by East Robertson, 48-9. And beaten by Monterey, 49-7. So Trousdale has struggled to have any kind of offensive success this year. First and 10 for the Jackets, snapping from around their own 35, hand off to the right side, and no success on that one. Maybe a tackle for loss, Thomas. What'd you say?
Yeah, no doubt. And when you see a play like that, you know who it comes from. Leading tackler, junior linebacker, Reese Adams right there, just shot out of a cannon, then.
Reese on the season, 15 tackles for loss. Actually, that's in his career, 6 on the season. Had 9 last year behind the line of scrimmage.
We'll give him 7.
Second 11 after a loss of 1. Ball now retreated to the 34-yard line. Trousdale probably will not play quickly in this contest, trying to minimize opportunities for the gray-clad offense here tonight. Another good defensive play by the Dogs. Thomas got his eyes latched on to the defender. Worm Smith, I believe, flying in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, Worm, Reese, I think Met at the ball carrier, Daniels. These linebackers are just keying in on these wings.
Reese Adams just really climbing up in career numbers. Coming into the Knights contest, 169 career tackles for him. 86 of those coming this year. Already this year he's eclipsed his number of 81 from last year, so easily going to break the century mark on tackles this year. Just simply put, one of the best defenders of the 21st century.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think he's had one game where he hadn't been right at the double-digit tackle mark, and that was last week against Red Bull Springs, you know. When you got an offense that just really can't move the football.
Right. They're going to tee off.
You're not going to see many tackles.
No, and whoever was the primary stomper on the last thing, give them a tackle for loss, because it's 3rd and 12 now after a loss of 1 on both of the first two plays from scrimmage on this drive.
We got a delay of game call against Trousdale County. Back them up 5.
Yeah, trying to play slow, just like Daniel said, and just a little too slow that time.
Halfway through this first quarter, Clay County leading 7-0. passing situation potentially for Trousdale. They're 0-2 so far. This should be the one that Clay County intercepts. We usually get one out of three.
You're right.
Link under center. Hard count. Now the snap. Give to the fullback. Once again, just not a lot there. Collapse, and there's those three interior linemen of Holloway, Brown, and Adams.
Yeah, I think you see the outside linebacker Sharp come off the corner there to make the stop. But, yeah, you're right. Just stopped up the middle. No place to go.
Not a time to go for it here for Trousdale. Definitely a punting situation deep in their own territory, fourth and around 16 after the tackles for loss and the penalty. Nolan Adams with a nice little return last time. Perhaps he'll get another opportunity. Two low punts thus far from Trousdale. This one a little bit higher. Sure. Nolan going to let it hit in Bulldog territory. Picks it up around the 36. Beats one man. Cuts back left. Beats another. Gets brought down by the original tackler, number six, for the Yellow Jackets making the stop. So Nolan squirts ahead for a couple yards, and Clay County will take over at the 5:07 mark of the first, John.
We talked about the offensive kind of struggling to get it going. The defense is not.
No, and they're the ones that sets the tone for this team. Honestly, guys, for the last decade or even longer, this Clay County defense, we talked about all those other teams in Class A here in the East. You know, this defense, to me, is elite.
It's always there, right? Especially since we've had Coach D, no doubt.
No doubt. He sets the tone for this Clay County defense. Talking about it before the game, you know, he's always got a great game plan. His guys know what to do.
Yeah.
And he's got them to where they respect him enough to do it.
Absolutely. 61-yard field in front of this Clay County offense. Reese Adams slips to the left. All receivers on that side give to Soto. He'll run behind that student body left. Breaks one tackle, 45, 50, burst of speed, 45, 40. He could go, 30, 20. Is it going to be? No, he's run down around the 10-yard line, but Soto shows it all on that one. We say that so often. He had a stiff arm. He had a burst of speed, had another where he lured the shoulder and ran over a guy, Thomas.
Yeah, and just the speed. Oh, we're going to see another flag as this one's coming back. You're right. There's a lot of impressive stuff on that, but to look over there and see him just accelerate and pull away from those yellow pants going down that sideline, that's not something you see much, John.
No, Soto's speed is almost a little deceptive, I think. Once he gets through the line, he's got a real burst.
Soto on the season, the leading rusher, of course, 79 carries for 540 yards. Coming into tonight's contest, a strong per-carry average, 6.8 yards. Each time he touches it to go along with four rushing touchdowns on the year.
That holding call has happened downfield a little bit. I think it's 10 yards back from there. It's going to leave us with about 4 or 5, I think.
55 yards away from the Yellow Jacket end zone out, the Clay County 45-yard line. Still first down.
It's kind of hard. We gained yardage, right? But
we did.
First and around 3 or 4, and another whistle quick going to come out. Coach Lamb not pleased here.
They stopped the play. It usually makes you think offense.
Yeah, and again, you know, not really what you want to see out of Clay County at this point. Penalties, you know, holding calls, again, we talk about it. You can call them on every play if you want to, Daniel, but obviously, you know, out in space like that, behind the play, it's a reach, it's a grab, it's something. And then we see another infraction here.
Ball now back at the 40, a 60-yard field in front of this offense, where it's first and a strange 9 to go. This originally started at the Clay County 39, and here it is at the 40. Nate with it, hands off to Soto. Aiden hit at the line of scrimmage, brought down, helmet comes off.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely had a hold of the helmet. The defender did.
Yeah, do-si-do there in the air, and you're right, had him up around the top of the neck, but it's just going to result in a gain of 1, looks like.
And going to result in a Clay County timeout. Coach Lamb not pleased, not a great week of practice is what I've been hearing, a lack of focus from this team. We're seeing it so far. He wants to gather the troops. 4:40 mark of this first quarter, Clay County up 7-9.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started. and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. A slow, sloppy start for the Clay County Bulldogs, as we mentioned, primarily on the offensive side. Defense kind of takes care of itself typically. But second nine here, and no gain on that last carry by Soto.
Yeah, Clay County does lead 7-0, but they've almost used the entire first quarter to do so, Daniel. Just not what we're expecting to see here. And honestly, three offensive plays have been run officially.
4:40 mark as we snap on the fourth. Nate rolls, unloads, has a man downfield. It's Nolan, falls incomplete, just a little wide of the mark. Double coverage down there, so Trousdale giving a lot of attention to Nolan Adams, as they should. Tennessean had Nolan Adams as the leading receiver in the mid-state this week with 933 yards coming into tonight's contest, and just an outstanding season that he's putting together, creeping close to 1,000 yards. Of course, White Mabry holds the single-season receiving yards marker with 1,006. So we could see Adams break that tonight. A jacket down in the secondary. Going to be an injury timeout for him. We'll go to a break here. 4:32 mark of this first quarter is a cramping situation, it looks like, taking place on the field. Clay County up 7-9.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. That yellow injured jacket off the field, fortunately, under his own power. 4:30 mark of the first. Clay County up 7-9. Trying to add another three wide to the right, tight end left. Nate rolls right. Whistles blow. I believe another false start going to be called against this offense. Folks, this drive started at the 5:07 mark of the first at the Clay County 39-yard line. We've been forward. We've been back. We're fixing to snap on third down. John, I'm not sure. Just the third penalty, perhaps, of this drive against Clay County. Waving it off now.
What?
Inadvertent flag. All right. Let's play, the White Hat says.
You don't see that much.
No.
You don't so see that. Replay third and nine.
Third and nine. Coach Lamb just visibly frustrated on the sideline, and I understand it. Frustrated at this point with his team a little bit, frustrated with the officials. Passing situation, third and nine, two wide to the right, two to the left. Nate with it, drops back in the pocket, has time, steps up, releases across the middle of the field for Lance Burchett. Lance with it at 35, up to the 30, going to go to the end zone, cuts back against the grain inside the 10 and wrestled down. Nice job by senior Lance Burchett. He's putting together an outstanding season here during his senior campaign. You know, 33 catches for 607 yards, Thomas, coming into the net.
Yeah, and just an unreal ball right there from Nate Adams. It was like he was frustrated, I think. He dropped back, set his feet, and just threw a bullet across the middle, John. And that's what we want to see, your seniors right there. As Lance Burchett sure-handed, brought it in, and then got what he could afterwards.
I want to say that that was kind of a ad lib, kind of like a back shoulder. He saw him open across the middle, threw it a little short.
6-yard line, first and goal from the Trousdale 6. Nate in the gun, Soto at the left hip. Give to Soto, waiting off the right side. Tries to get the corner, going to be wrestled down from behind. Good defensive play, number 21 for the Yellow Jackets, making the stop. We do have access to a roster. Got a photo of it earlier.
21 is sophomore Wyatt Masson.
So as Thomas mentioned, a young team for these Yellow Jackets. Now, their junior high program won the Cumberland Valley Conference Large Schools Division, beating Gordonsville in that championship game when Marty Maxfield's Junior High Bulldogs won the Small Schools Division that same day down at Jackson County. So better times ahead for Trousdale. Not like they've been in a huge long drought or anything, but They have been down. This is as down as we have seen them in our lifetime. Second goal now. Play action pass. Going to release and be caught. And that's Waylon Cherry with the touchdown catch. The junior sure-handed hauls it in, putting Clay County up 13-0. 3:04 mark of this first quarter. So Cherry hauls in his third touchdown reception of the year.
You know, we talk a lot about the hookup between Nate and Nolan Adams, but, you know, he's not prejudiced. He's got scores to Waylon Cherry, Reese Adams, Lance Burchett, all of these guys. He'll spread it around when he needs to, John.
Yeah, we'll keep Nolan, but imagine if Lance was our number one. He may get just as many yards as Nolan does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hernandez good on the point after. 3:04 mark first quarter. Clay County 14, Trousdale 9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs lead the Yellow Jackets of Trousdale County 14-0, 3:04 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 61-yard drive, and they did it on 5 official plays, even though they ran about 10 with the penalties. And it happened, covered 2 minutes and 3 seconds. The big play was Nate Adams to Lance Burchett, 54 yards to set up an Adams to Waylon Cherry, 4-yard touchdown as Clay County goes up 2 scores. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever and building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
That they are, Thomas. Trousdale taking over fourth possession for their offense here. Not sure who made that special team stop. Typically, Reese Adams running down there as the first guy. Trousdale taking over with approximately a 74-yard field in front of them at their own 26-yard line.
No first downs for Trousdale yet.
No, it's been three and out.
2:57 mark of this first quarter. Motion right and left. Toss sweep coming that way. Strung out by the Clay County defense. Reese Adams there. Got a gobble it up. Tackle for loss. Helped by others. Downtown Colton Brown coming out there as well.
Hayden Adams also might have been the one actually brought him
down. Yeah, I think Reese dove for the angles at the last minute. Great job by Hayden filling up the middle there. And this is a pursuit. The
among
game
others,
tackling.
Among
there's
others.
There's five guys there and that deep in the backfield.
Great penetration and lateral pursuit. So a loss of around 6 yards as the ball now sets at the 20. It is a loss of 6. Makes it 2nd and 16. Just suffocating defense by Clay County. They have a 14-9 lead here. Trousdale will finish their season up next week with Westmoreland. Clay County will be right here at home hosting Gordonsville. Trousdale, a 5-5 team last year. His link takes a snap from the 20. Worm Smith. Collapsing on the ball carrier. Another tackle for loss recorded by Worm Smith. He had help on it, but the senior inside linebacker there punishing him.
Reese Adams, I believe Reese Adams was the one that at the same time they kind of sandwiched him.
Wow.
Two strong inside linebackers. Bryson Sharp also collapsing from his outside linebacker position. That's been a good move by Coach Dickerson, putting Reese back on the inside, putting Bryson to the outside. And couldn't go wrong either way, but this one's gelling a little bit better, this lineup, I believe.
Yeah, and that's what you've seen as the season's gone. This Clay County defense get better each
and every
game.
Did that lose a yard?
Lost 2.
Excuse me, Thomas.
It's 18 now. Link to throw. Release is going to be intercepted. No, caught. Going to be caught by the Jackets. It went through the hands of Nolan Adams and into the hands of the Yellow Jackets. Play originating back at the 18-yard line. Advances all the way up to the 43, so the first down in a nice game for the Jackets.
Yeah, and it came in. That's 2 guys that were right there to make a play and almost sniffing the end zone, and it just goes right through her hands. So Clay County, good coverage there, good break. Just couldn't squeeze it.
First and 10, Jack. It's 45 seconds and ticking. First quarter, Clay County up 14-9. Trailsdale driving right to left as they wear their yellow helmets, yellow breeches, and white travel uniforms, purple numerals on them. Sophomore quarterback Link under center wing, motion left to right. Hand off underneath, well scouted out by the Clay County defense. And it's a single digit, I believe. Big Reese Adams collapsing in there. Yeah, the one I saw, who'd you see, Tom?
Yeah, it was Reese Adams. And that time, instead of coming straight downhill, he got in the hole, held his ground, shed a blocker, and made the stop. So a different type of technique right there from Reese Adams. It's not just the over-aggressiveness, but he plays the position really well, too.
Just reading it well, and well-prepared, of course, by Coach Dickens, as we alluded to earlier. Buzzer sounds on this first quarter when we return. Trails, they're going to have it second and 10 near midfield. Clay County up 14-9.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs lead the Jackets of Trousdale County 14-0. Headed into the second quarter, and here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Offensively, not much to talk about. A total of 102 yards and two touchdowns, and it comes on six offensive plays. Nate Adams is 3 for 5 for 101. So Aiden Soto has one rush for 1 yard. So Clay County, pretty efficient. Two touchdowns on six plays. That's not bad. Defense is where the big numbers are. Clay County, 8 tackles for loss already amongst 5 different players. Worm Smith, 2. We see Sharp with 1. Reese Adams has 2. Eads and Hayden Adams also with a tackle for loss for Clay County as the Bulldog defense is dominating. This dog. Stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Daniel, I'll let you call this play.
Second 9, second 10. Depending on spot here. Link under center. Sophomore quarterback gives up to the fullback. He's hit. Going to be wrestled down.
That's him again.
Going to be Bryson Sharp on the stop that time.
Sharp his second stop.
Yeah, he's playing well here tonight. We may have hoodooed him on one more. Could have. He's been into our big third down coming here. Tackle for a loss. That time, Thomas, as the ball retreats to the 43-yard line, 3rd and 11.
We'll give him 2 of those. Eco Panels Tennessee, find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home. Go online and do that at EcoPanelsTN.com. Eco Panels Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Right there in Hermitage Springs, Tennessee.
Jackets, Bray Cuddle, 11-20 and ticking, second quarter, Dogs up 14-9. Trousdale looking probably to throw here. Chance for this secondary to perhaps to get an interception. 0-3 so far. Actually, 1-3.
What about
his
a sack?
Quick release. I'd almost like to see grounding, but there was a receiver in the vicinity. Yeah, Thomas, the pressure tonight has been relentless. Trousdale County's offensive line having a hard time keeping the gray-clad Dogs out of the backfield.
Yeah, and it was the Adams brothers right there bringing the heat. Reese and Hayden. Another. Nope, this isn't a 3-and-out. They got a first down in between.
Off the deflected ball. Had the catch. So right out the window, the Twin Lakes broadcast booth here, sitting at the 43-yard line. Trailsdale lining up to punt it away. 11:04 mark, second quarter. Clay County already an interception. And then 2 scores on the next 2 possessions. Good punt this time, the 4th of the night by the Jackets. No one's going to pick it up at the 26-yard line. Has some blocking, gets to the 30, 35, gets the sideline. 40, wrestled down from behind. You'd like to see a horse collar, and I don't know how it wasn't, but we'll let Coach Lamb take care of that as he probably will talk to the official. Clay Kenny going to take over here, guys. Nate and Nolan already.
There's the flag.
I almost had to have been.
Yeah,
so
just,
nice to
I think he just tossed it in front of him instead of throwing it up in there.
Yeah. Right in front of the Clay County bench. I had to call that one.
Yep.
Horse collar going to be called against Trousdale. So this football will be marched across midfield, but already a little bit of history being said here in this one early. We'll talk more about it in the postgame show, but Nate Adams going over 6,000 yards in his career, extending what was already his record there. Nolan now in sole possession of receiving touchdowns with 25, breaking the tie he had with Alec Kerr. And also tonight, it hadn't happened yet, but Nolan with a solid opportunity to go ahead and pass up White Mabry if he gets around 80 yards receiving, which he typically does. He usually has about 150.
About half of it.
Yeah, he will go ahead and break 1,000 and take White's mark for a single season with 1,006. Here we are, ball being snapped in the 38 screen pass set up to Soto. Soto being hit near line of scrimmage and brought down. So, good play call, but well defended by the Jackets. I think it was executed pretty good by the Clay County offense, but just sniffed out. Injured Jacket down on the field here, as is our standard. We'll go to injury timeout break here. 10:55 mark, second quarter. Clay County with it, second nine. When we come back, they lead 14-9.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Back here live, injured Yellow Jacket player number 3 exiting the field under his own power. That player going to be Decade Garrett for the Jackets. Another one of these young players, a sophomore. Only a handful of seniors and juniors upperclassmen. If folks are wondering how Trousdale 0-7 or 1-7 with the Republic forfeit, well, that's how they hit a low like everybody does. And they've got a young team, had a lot of coaching turnover, something they have never dealt with down there. They'll be back, I'm sure. Second nine, swing pass, getting it out to Lance Burgett. Lance across the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, in there. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Lance Burkett. 10:43 mark of this second quarter. The Dogs take a 3-possession lead. Thomas, that thing being snapped from what I'll call the 36-yard line. But a flag down, is there?
No way.
Trousdale saying they stepped out of bounds. Someone else retaliating, fire hollering from the Clay County side here.
I don't even think he was close to the boundary, but maybe he was. Man, I hate to see that. Just a great job by Lance Burchett setting the guy up. He had one guy to beat, make a move on. He did that one-on-one and then outran two more.
It was second and nine, and it was, snap from the 36, probably the 37. Depends on how they lean the down marker across the way, Thomas.
Yeah, so what's going on here?
Well, we don't know yet.
Personal foul.
Yeah, Clay County.
What kind of personal foul?
Oh, now Coach Lamb going to get one.
Yep.
All he did is say, what? Wanted an explanation. Now the Whitehead's going to throw another flag here. The Whitehead not interested in Clay County's fussing tonight.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to play the game and go on with it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
this flag here may not be. He may pick this one up depending on how this conversation goes. Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even see that Coach Lim said anything. If he did, for him to hear it, I think we would have heard it. He made a gesture with his hands like, can you give me an explanation? So we're going to see what happens here. But
Coach Lim just walked away.
Best thing to do.
He was done talking.
Best thing to do.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Clay County, not a great start. The officials have been heavily involved, John. I don't know if you've had a chance to keep up with it, but a lot of penalties. I think we're close to, I don't know, I'm going to say 8 or 10 already on Clay County.
You're going to back up again here, I think. Another 15, I believe. And we're going to...
Man.
Ball now currently sitting here at the Clay County 49, so we are going to play it from there.
49?
Yeah, the Clay County 49. Back across midfield, still second down. So.
Yeah.
The Burchett play didn't count at all?
I guess not.
According to the down marker, at least, because it was second nine, Nate going to roll to the right. 51-yard foot in front of the offense. Nate releases. Looking for Lance. That's going to catch it. He drops it. They're going to say incomplete, and it was the right call. Good defensive play by the Jackets.
Yeah, it was. Number 10 coming across the top there, making a great play, meeting the ball at Lance Burchett and just jarred it loose there. And what a throw by Nate Adams. Was double coverage, top and bottom, John, but it dropped in a bucket.
Yeah, it was amazing, almost the catch there. I mean, I was going to say it's a more amazing catch than it was throw, but yeah. The defender poked it away right at the last second.
Third and a bunch. Ball sitting at the Clay County 49, 1 yard from midfield line to gain is the Jacket 28.
Gee.
Two downs to get the first here on third. Nate with it. Straight drop back. Wants the wheel out to Soto. It's covered. No pressure. Now he steps up in the pocket. Nate going to scramble. Gets to the sideline. Steps out of bounds, they say, at the 41. So he gets nearly half of what was needed. Going to be fourth and around 13 here. Coach Lamb with a decision. Could punt from here. And it wouldn't be a crazy thing. Or could go for it on 4th and 13 from the 41.
Yeah, I think he started playing around. He's going to go for it here. Again, Clay County totally dominating this game at this point. Defensively, for sure. No production whatsoever from Trousdale County to worry about. Doesn't matter where they get the ball here, even if you don't get it, John. So, you got to go for it.
14 to nothing to score. Clay up. 9:58 here, and the clock is stopped after Nate stepped out of bounds. Ball sitting at the Trousdale 41. So a 10-yard pickup by Nate on the scramble. Here's the snap. Nate to throw, drops back to the CC logo, flees to the right, releases, caught. Lance Burchett, 20, 15, cuts back, 10, still on his feet, 5, in the end zone. Touchdown, Clay County, touchdown, Bulldogs, touchdown, Lance Burchett. Not to be denied, is he drug a jacket? On his back across the goal line.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see it. Wiped off the board, an even better effort.
This is
by
coming
Lance.
Back.
Whoa!
Coming
is
back,
hilarious.
Block in the back. White hat says block in the back at the 46, Thomas.
We're getting into Westmoreland territory here with all these penalties we saw down there a few years back. We don't like to comment on it, but many times does Clay County have to put the ball in the end zone?
Well, as many times as it takes to do so without an infraction, I suppose.
I mean, this is a game that should be at least a four-score game at this point, if not five. But it's not, Daniel.
It's not. Well, here's the thing to learn here. You know, despite the penalties, despite the frustrations, you just run another play.
You just
regroup, you re-huddle, you keep your mouth shut, you run another play. There's just a chance for more stats here. Here's the thing backed up into Clay County territory at the 45. Now, we're not suggesting the infraction didn't happen. We just didn't see it because we was watching Lance Burchett do his work down here.
Yeah, we're going to see a Clay County punt. As a result, a Clay County punt. Yeah.
Well, they've got the down marker at third, but it is fourth down.
It's
so
fourth down.
Even they're confused over there. So Nate's going to punt away from the 45-yard line. What a series of events. I'd just chalk it up. Let's put the blame on us and say we're playing sloppy. Got to clean it up. Nate Adams puts the foot to it, hits it the 25 into the 20. Oh, nice tackle. Open field stop by Nolan Adams. Nolan hustling down there, taking out some frustration of the last few moments. Yeah, and I don't know if we are committing all the infractions, but at the end of the day, that's all you can do is say, guys, we got to clean it up. Because whether we are or not, the penalties are happening. No point in pointing the finger. Just say, hey, we got to fix it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you at this point. You know, Coach Evers always talked about it. You got to adjust to the officiating. John, and that's what Clay County's got to do. But, I mean, what do you do? Just stand at the line of scrimmage?
Perhaps.
I mean, when you're in a situation where it's not necessary to create these infractions in the game, then we need to avoid doing it.
That's true. Here we go. Trailsdale taking over 9:37 mark second quarter, deep in their own territory. This Clay County defense is going to tee off on the Yellow Jacket offense. You get the feeling. Here's the snap. Give it to the fullback. Gobbled up. Just immediately gobbled up. Oh, we've got some flags coming out here. Looks like a late personal foul. Hit is a Trailsdale offensive lineman tackled Nolan Adams.
Yeah, great but job by Nolan there, keeping his cool. No retaliation. Well, we're seeing a little bit now.
Now, this is one of those things. If you're going to be a good football team, if you're going to be move deep in this playoffs, you're going to have discipline. We're seeing, I think, offsetting personal fouls here because of a reaction from a Clay County player. But we're going to have to see.
Yeah, but Colton Brown coming off, Caden Strong going in, and I think that's what you're going to see.
Now, I only saw one signal against Trailsdale. I didn't see one signal against Clay, so no offsetting here, but we did see Nolan Adams and Colton Brown leave the playing field. The Clay County coaching staff getting those guys off of John Temple's field. Perhaps their emotions were riding high. Typically, we do not see them leave the field at any point in the contest.
Yeah, I think that's a great job by Coach Lamb and others there. You know, protect your team. And we're going to have a timeout here. Not sure who took it.
Trailsdale.
Well, we need a break.
9:21 mark, second quarter, 14-0. Clay with the lead.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Clay County Football, being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs do lead 14-0 here. 9:21 left in this first half. It's been a long one, Daniel.
Yeah, it's been a long one. You're right. These last couple minutes of game clock have went slowly. So here we are, second in a bunch. Ball sitting, John, back inside the 10-yard line. We'll call it the 9. 91-yard field in front of this Trailsdale offense. Hand off to the fullback. Nice run by him before he stopped by the backer. Could have been Worm Smith, I think, with the form tackle. Him or Reese won. Thomas, do you have a better vantage point?
I saw a white towel.
Here's Worm on the side.
I think it's Coley.
Okay.
That's who I think it is. Walking back to the back of the huddle here, maybe.
Very well could be. Gain a yardage for the fullback. Up to the 14-yard line. Clock does tick here. 9:15 and ticking. Clay up 14-0. Saw Lance Burchett have two touchdowns, I think, on that last possession that came off the board due to penalties, and we had to punt away. I keep wanting to say it's 21-9, but it is not. It's 14-0. Third and 13. Link cover center. Handed off to the fullback again. Ooh. Not a lot there.
It's a great job on the edge right there. I think it might have been Sharp again. Not sure. See Hayden getting up.
I think you got to credit Hayden Adams in there on that one.
Yeah.
But Bryson Sharp playing well. You mentioned him.
Just now saw a guy come off that corner and drop his rear and just hold his ground. But Hayden got to him first, I think.
I think so. Hayden doing a great job from that nose guard position, working hard in the trenches. Nolan Adams comes back off the sideline to field this Trailsdale punt. They picked up one, and they punt from their own 15. High, or not a high one, but a short wobbly punt. Only nets around 12 yards. And just kind of a swapping of the football here in the last few minutes, all these Clay County penalties. Messy, messy, messy. Another offensive possession coming here. Clay County going to take over with perhaps the best starting field position of the season. They're going to have it with a 24-yard field, Thomas, actually a 29-yard field in front of them. Ball sitting on this near hash outside the window of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. 8-11 mark of this second quarter, 14-9. Finally, a crowd settling in on John Teeples Field here at Joe Neal Stadium a little bit. Trick-or-treat Salina going on in the square tonight. A huge annual event always, and great weather for it, so a lot of the faithful over there tonight, and they'll filter their way in. Snap on first and 10, get the Soto, bounces to the right, gets the corner up to the 25, now the 20, and run out of bounds over there around that mark.
Aiden Soto, just a great jump cut right there. Had two defenders. They had him dead to right, John, and he just went horizontal and then turned on the speed again. First down.
PA announcer Parker Donaldson letting the faithful who have assembled here know there were no flags on that play.
That's what I was paying close attention to. I was afraid there was another one. That's why I didn't answer you.
Ball inside the red zone now, and what will call the 19?
Exactly 10 there for Soto.
Yep. Three wide to the left, tight end right. Whistles blow. Clay County going to have this first and 10 stopped. And I tell you, I think another false start against the Dogs. No, Trousdale this time. And I'll just be honest, there's been a couple times tonight that I thought our receivers left before the snap, and we didn't get a false start call. I think it goes back to this week of practice a little bit and some of the lack of focus that has been here in Salina this week. Clay County perhaps overlooking this 0-7 Trousdale team coming in and coming off of the big homecoming win and just not being mentally focused.
Here come the Dogs now from the 14.
Should be the 14, and it is. Nate in the gun from the 14, looks left. Nolan with it on the quick screen. 10 and run down from behind. He bounces up to the 8 or the 9. They give him the 8. 7:25, and the clock should wind here. They have it stopped at 7:26. I'm not sure why the clock's not running. First down, okay. Moving the chains. Now they wind it. First and goal, Thomas, from the 8. Is that even possible? Is it from the 18? Should have waited. Is it from the 19?
I said 14 after the...
the penalty. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, that'll do it. And here's another penalty. Trousdale encroachment. Two of those on this possession.
That has to be an alignment, I would say. They're not jumping. They're just lining up. In the neutral zone, Daniel, Clay County moves even closer. 4-yard line, I guess.
It is at the 4. 12 feet away from points. That would make this a 20-0 ball game. 7:10 mark, as you can see if you're watching the video feed and ticking here in the second quarter. Ball on this near side hash. Nate in the gun, Soto at the right hip. Give to Soto off left side, walks in untouched. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Aiden Soto. This one's going to stand. Manny Hernandez is going to come on for the extra point.
No flags on the field.
6:55 mark of this second quarter. Hernandez just outstanding on this season with his extra points. 33 of 34, 32 of 34, I think it was, coming into tonight.
Did you notice we're doing a shift here on our extra points? Do we do that every time?
No, first week. Doing that to prepare for Gordon's. Give them something that they can't help but work on. If you show it, and you got to address it during the week, so that's the last time they have to work on other things. Hernandez good on the extra point, 21-0, 6:55 mark, second quarter.
Ready to add some color to your world? At Copeland's Rural Supply, they can match any color to bring your vision to life. Whether it's a fresh coat for your living room or a new look for your fence, their team is here to help you every step of the way. Visit them at 408 Brown Street and turn your project ideas into reality. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Need to make a large one-time purchase?
Consolidate high interest debt or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs lead the Jackets 21-0, 6:55 left here in the second quarter. Here's your Dog Drive summary brought to you by Eco Fans of Tennessee. The Dogs just completed a 29-yard drive, and it did it officially on three plays in 1 minute and 11 seconds. Aiden Soto ran for 10 yards, and Nate Adams hit Nolan for 6 to set up a Soto 4-yard rushing touchdown to put the Dogs up 3 possessions. This Dog Drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Herbie Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Eli Burnett recording the tackle on the kick coverage. Trailsdale taking over, 6:43 mark, second quarter, trailing Clay County 21-9. Dogs have built this 3-possession lead through the first quarter and a half. Hand off to the back around left side. No buck sweep. Goes for a couple yards.
Yeah, good job by one of those tackles in the interior.
Caden Strong, perhaps. Thomas, I think he is taking Colton Brown's spot on that right side over there. Big number 74, the senior. Starts on the offensive line at right tackle. Actually, I think they flip. I think Roland now at right tackle, Caden at left tackle offensively. Ball at the Trousdale, 42 after the gain of a few. What? What's the matter, Tom?
Oh, no. Strong at the far side.
Yeah, on the far side. I was talking on
on offense.
Yeah,
they did. We talked about that in our last broadcast. Thought about it. Caden Strong, left-handed, so moved him to left tackle. It's just more, that's another thing. We talked about the defense kind of making adjustments. As the season's gone, this Clay County team's made their own offensively and defensively.
Caden coming off this time. Gain of one. That time for Trailsdale, advancing up to the 43, where it's 3rd and 5. Probable four-down territory right here for Trailsdale as they trail 21-9. You got to think anywhere near midfield, they will go ahead and go. If Clay County holds them short here. Wing the other side, wide out right. Now wing in motion left to right. Give to him on the buck sweep. Hit the line of scrimmage and wrestle down. Two different dogs in there. Hayden Adams coming in. One of the primary. Somebody else, that were first contact. If you don't know who, I'd give it to Hayden, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Hayden, one of those unsung heroes on the defensive front at his nose guard position. We talk a lot about Reese Adams and Worm Smith. Not as much about Roland Holloway, Caden Strong, Colton Brown, and Hayden Adams, but those guys up front and this three-man front really make it go.
Yeah, they do. I was talking to a couple of those guys today, and I said that. You guys don't get the numbers. We miss a lot of them, but you stop it up where Reese and Worm can.
Absolutely. 4th and about 4.5. Toss sweep left side. Not going to happen. Flags do come out. You got to think this is against Trailsdale, and we'll decline them, and Clay Kenny will take over. So let's go ahead and see who is in on the stop. Soto coming back from the scene of the crime over there at his outside linebacker position.
Yeah, Reese.
Declining the penalty. Big tackle for loss.
Soto, a great job. And another guy that plays really good defense on the edge along with Bryson Sharp on the other side. And just a great job by Soto there.
Soto coming in to school today as he's signing in the office. Coach Dickerson happened to be there and just took a moment, set him down. He said, let's go over tonight. And he gave a little quiz to him about different situations. And of course, Aiden rattled off all the right answers, a very smart young man, and, that's the kind of thing you get by having a head coach with as a principal. He takes the opportunity to talk a little football at times during the day with the players, so kind of fun to see those two in the relationship they have together.
No
head
doubt.
Head coach of the defense.
Yes. Yeah, I say head coach.
You did.
First and 10, me and Coach Dickerson, yeah. Yeah. Taking over from the 42. Short field here. Option play. Soto with it. Comes down left side. Has blocking. 35. 30. Still on his feet. Horse collar tackle perhaps as the official goes down here on the sideline. No whistles come out. Didn't have that big jerk that you saw earlier on Nolan Adams. So I understand the no call.
No, he had two hands inside the collar and actually rode Soto about 5 yards.
Oh, did he? You had a better vantage point than I did. Should have been a penalty then.
But that action didn't take him down, really.
It didn't.
It was kind of odd.
Yeah. Soto showing the strength there, advancing up to the 26, first and 10. 42, is that what we said it started, Thomas?
That's what you said.
16-yard gain. First and 10, 3:35 and ticking second quarter. Dogs trying to go up with four possessions. Nate in the gun has it. Quick release. Goes to the corner of the end zone for Nolan. Incomplete.
Defender had good position on the play.
He did. Ball was well placed. Just hard for us to see exactly what happened there. I can't tell if he was out of the reach of Nolan.
I believe it was in a good spot, like you say.
Yeah.
You know, out of reach of the defender. They both had their hands up. I think it went right over both of their hands.
That's where you want to miss at, for sure. Second and 10. I like the shot on first and 10 here in four down territory.
Still a pretty effortless looking throw, dropping the bucket play, TW.
No doubt.
From the quarterback there. He's not a big guy, but he's got a solid throw motion and he can just flick it.
He can. It's just natural.
Second and 10. Give to Worm Smith. Smith up left side. 20. 15. To the 10. Still on his feet. Pile ahead. Inside the 10. First and goal, Worm Smith.
Kind of one of those angry runs I see on Sundays sometimes.
No doubt. Worm Smith with a little bit of different move than you see. Not a stiff arm. Not a, I don't know, just a slap, basically. Running guys by him. You're right, John. Just angry.
Ball set to the 8-yard line, 24 feet away from six more points. First and goal, ball on this near side hash.
Daniel recognized the running style as soon as they handed it to him.
Yeah, carried it different. So told that high carry, Worm with the lower carry. Here he is, going to walk in for the touchdown. Worm Smith, second rushing touchdown of the season. 252 mark. Worm Smith, the changeup. Of the backs, more of a power back for Coach Lamb. Coach Lamb doing a great job of calling the offense this year. Of course, a veteran coach. He's called both sides during his career, but had not called offense in many seasons prior to this year, and just doing a great job of it. Of course, he's got some good tools to work with. He'd be the first to say that. Smith, 13 carries for 60 yards on the season coming into tonight's contest. One rushing touchdown, now has two. Hernandez kicks away. It's high and it's wide. No good. 27-0 as Hernandez misses only his third missed extra point of the season. 2:52 mark of the second.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Trailsdale on the return, up to the 30 and no further as Worm Smith comes in and lowers the boom. Smith with the touchdown and then the following tackle on kick coverage. 2:39 mark of this second quarter. Finally, Clay County to where we wanted them to be, 27-0. Had that lull early second quarter, and, everybody wanting to point blame different ways. I put it on the Dogs. I said, hey, we just got to be better than this. And And certainly these last two possessions, it's been quick, executed well. And maybe the officials got tired of going to the laundry.
Maybe they did. they sure were active early.
Man, they were. They were. Credit Coach Lamb, I'm sure, with addressing his team and getting that focus back where it needed to be. Sally handoff underneath, little insider alert. Snowing Adams coming up, lowering the boom. Kind of took out Worm Smith and the ball carrier. Smith there. I don't know who you want to call the primary. Almost has to be Nolan Adams coming up from his safety position.
Yeah, Worm had him wrapped up when Nolan delivered the blow, that's for sure. But I don't know. I've said it several times this year. I love it, Daniel, to see somebody come up and finish one off like Nolan Adams just did.
Second and 10, no gain there.
But what about Worm Smith? Back-to-back stops right there. We talk about how tough he is and the attitude he has. And Daniel, that's how you get your team going.
Yeah.
Right there. You say, look, you don't have to say a word. You just show them the example.
Well, and so often with a player like Worm, you get in this home stretch of their senior campaign and they start feeling it. They understand, hey, this it's about over with. Regardless of how deep we go, regardless of whether we win a region title next week or not, regardless of whatever, I'm living on borrowed time here, and I think that inspires the play of a senior like Worm Smith as you get into this time of year, late in October, of a senior campaign.
Yeah, Bryson Sharp with another stomp right there, and I totally agree with you, Daniel, for sure. And, you know, what a senior class, you know,
yeah,
we've got here. These guys, you know, got an opportunity to do some big things. It's still ahead of them. They still got to go do it. John, but, you know, it's a good time to be a Clay County Bulldog.
Absolutely. We had that slow start. You know, we talked about it in my final word about executing and trying to avoid these letdowns, which I think we've gotten past that now.
Yeah, I think so. Thomas, you mentioned those seniors. You got Nate Adams, Manny Hernandez, Aiden Soto, Lance Burgett, Worm Smith, Eli Burnett, Hayden Adams, and Caden Strong rounding out that class. Every one of them contributors. Every one of them play a major role. Different roles, but every one of them a major role. And, you know, hey, that's good. You're a senior in high school. You're on a 6-2 football team playing at a shot at a region title next week against your arch nemesis with opportunity to be on John Tables Field for the remainder of the playoffs until you get beat. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's third time.
3rd and 11, Link under center. The sophomore quarterback has been harassed by the Dogs all night, and this time he barely gets it handed off to his fullback before it's going to be brought down and tackled. Soto in there on it, Caden Strong as well. Not sure who had that initial surge.
Yeah, I'd about have to be Strong off of that side there to get the stop. Soto finishing it off. So two of those seniors you just talked about.
I saw 30 involved again.
Bringing the pain.
Minute 34 left in this second quarter. Timeouts have been taken here by Trousdale. We've stayed on our talking through them. We've got ads coming up here at the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here in a moment. Thomas, what about Clay Power Sports as their big presenting sponsor?
Yeah, we can't thank them enough for making these broadcasts happen for sure. And, folks, if you haven't done it, Salina, Tennessee has basically the best in the area, best in the region, however you want to do it, recreational type dealership.
Like a mini Bass Pro Shop.
It is, basically, you know, boats, mowers, side-by-sides, all of the above down there. And
hunting
and
stuff.
Yeah, they got some of that, but mostly fishing and boating in their retail store on the inside. And we've talked about it, too, in the last few weeks, guys. Hard to find a boat mechanic in these parts. They got them. They offer service. They offer brand new engine sales. They got to do some also trade-in type stuff. So if you're thinking anything boating or recreational, look up Eli Schmucker and all the folks under the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, Tennessee. We're not talking about something in Cookeville, guys.
Right.
Salina, Tennessee, right here at home.
That's right. And you're talking about something people from Cookeville drive to come to.
That's right.
Nolan Adams fields it at the 40, a 60-yard field in front of him. Not a lot of blocking, and going to be brought down for no gain. Got a flag down in the back behind. You got to think maybe a Clay County block in the back. We'll have to see what comes of this. Minute 20. Left in this first half, 27-0, Clay County with the advantage.
They're calling it a hold.
As we mentioned, Trousdale offensively coming into this contest, 2.9 points on average that they score. So not a surprise that they're being shut out at this point. Of course, Trousdale allowing 41 points a game, and Clay County well on their way to that.
How many does Clay give up?
Clay giving up right now 13.1 a game. Do have one shutout. That came last week against Red Bowling. Largest tally of the season given up was the initial contest against the stout York Dragon team. Of course, Clay County win there 42-30. The other second biggest total on the road at Portland, the 24-point game. But some of that stuff has been special teams and some safeties. It's not all been the defense. So if you cut out kickoff returns, cut out safeties, and look at only what has the defense given up, it's even lower than 13 a game.
And 13 is just fine.
Yeah, talk not.
Ball at the Clay County 30, flipping the hips, releasing his Nate. Couple Waylon Cherry, just a good concentration and sure hands by the junior. And you see Nate spreading it around as we talked about. I'd love to see one. Derice Adams here, we talked about how underused Reese is, and that's not a fault of play calling. That's just a problem of having too many weapons.
Well,
you just can't go everywhere.
You had the flood route there, and just a great read by Nate.
Yeah.
Found Cherry underneath. Good route by him, good and crisp and sharp. And another ball that's on the money.
Absolutely.
And the soft hands of Cherry.
Look for Nolan, split out to the right by himself, going to swing it out to Soto. A little bit out the fingertips, not his reach there. Redwell, by the linebacker.
Had the defender bearing down. He may have thrown it off target on purpose save the hit.
Could have. Because Nate's the kind of guy that, he takes notice of things like that.
I feel like he could anticipate that.
Sees the field well. Minute 11. Clock is stopped here. Second quarter action. 27-9. Dogs up. Third and 10 after two incomplete passes. Actually, no, it should be second and 10 because we had the Cherry completion for the first.
It is second. There's a glare a bit on the marker over there.
Ball setting at the Bulldog 46. 4 yards from midfield. Two to the right. Two to the left. Quick release. Caught by Nolan. 45, 40, and out of bounds. Clock will stop here. Clay County going to do their best efforts to run the two-minute drill and doing a nice job there, saving time with the junior wideout stepping out of bounds.
Could get this thing to a running clock maybe if we could score again before half.
Yeah, 30 points the differential. Back in our time, 35 points it took.
Oh, I was thinking 35.
Yeah, and they a couple years ago dropped it to 30. I would guess due to missed extra points and things. There was probably a lot of 32, 33-point games.
They must have done some kind of study that they decided to change.
First and 10, snapping from the 40. Nate with it, rolls right, sets up, looks left, looks back right, rolls that way, releases high, intending to hit Cherry on the sideline, but out of Waylon's reach. Waylon doing a nice job getting a hand on it, but not able to haul it in. 56 seconds left in this first half. Perhaps an opportunity to score here, have the running clock, and similar to last week, run a series in the second half and then get out and get healthy, get ready for Gordonsville, and have the young guys come in. They completed a 98-yard drive last week. Isaiah Burnett with a nice 20-yard touchdown run, capping that one off. So I'm sure they're ready to play later on if they have the chance. Inside route intended for Reese Adams. No, that was Soto. Soto coming off right tackle, John, and replacing linebackers. A good play concept, but just couldn't hook up.
Nate really put the heat on that throw. Just out of reach of Soto. He was going vertical. Kind of hard to get horizontal. But, throw just a little bit off.
Third and 10, four down territory. Could see Coach Lamb go to the ground here. Clay County does have at least one timeout left. I think two. We called one earlier.
I think Trousdale's used two.
Going to take a timeout right now is Trousdale, using their third and final. We'll go to a break with them here. 51 seconds left in this second quarter. Clay County up 27-9.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Football, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Under a minute to go here in the first half. Clay County threatening, big third down here. 27-0, the Dogs lead the Jackets, trying to get the running clock going before they head into the break.
Third and 10, ball at the 40, Nate with it. Rolls right, sets up on the logo, releases, caught. Lance Burchett?
It is.
Or is that Waylon?
That's Lance.
Moved like Lance. He's took off some of the pink tape he had earlier. Not going to come up and spike it. Plenty of time, but this is good, a good exercise. You don't get an opportunity to do this much. Nate goes under center, snaps, spikes, whistles were blowing prior to the snap.
I didn't think they had another one.
Is that the fourth?
Yeah, they took a timeout.
Okay, I'm like John. I thought they had used them all.
Not real sure, but going back to that play right there, a great route combo in the middle. Burchett just settling in that zone underneath across the middle. Nate Adams and his vision downfield, John, at this level, at his age, blows my mind, probably because I couldn't do it.
That's what I was going to say. I had no concept of those things when I played, so it's hard for us to imagine. But, yes,
you know,
he just stands back there and actually looks down the field and sees open receivers. I think, you know, we had a route call, and we tried to throw it where the receiver was supposed to be most of the time. But it's different. This is different.
Yeah, but he kind of read top to bottom right there. Saw his guy streaking. He's looking for the shot. Lance Burchett settled underneath. He dropped back down to it and just put it on it quick.
You got to give some credit to the line. You know, you got to have
time
to do those things. Holloway and name some of those guys, Daniel.
Caden Strong and Holloway, of course, freshman Cole Ledbetter. Been starting at one of the guards, Colton Brown, the other one, and Hayden Adams, the center. Here we are, first and 10 from the 15. Nate with it, rolls right, goes back left, screen pass, tight end screen. Reese Adams with it, 10, 5, he's going to do it, folks. Touchdown, big Reese Adams. The Adams family hooks up one more time.
Crank up the music.
Seconds left in this second quarter. Manny Hernandez is going to come out. Perhaps a two-point coming this time. 33-0 the lead. Manny, a rare miss, John, on the last extra point.
Yeah, we've been doing the shift. You know, maybe we go ahead and show Gordonsville something that they need to work on.
I'm just going to make them work on the potential of it, I suppose. We do shift. Oh, here's the fake. We saw this last week out of this traditional set. Penalty flags come out. Hernandez ran in the 2 points last week.
He's in this time. There's a flag.
Yeah, I came out prior to him crossing the goal line. I think probably a hold off that edge.
Got a little shiftiness and a little speed for the kicker.
Hey, he can roast it, guys. He can fly.
Seconds left here. White Hank going to address the press box, call the holding penalty against Clay County. That'll back it up 10. Makes for an interesting. I'd go ahead and let Manny kick. He's got the leg. I'm sure Coach will. He likes to. You get the opportunity to work on things you don't always get to do, like the quick approach to the line to kill the ball there a moment ago. And Clay County executed that well. Not something we've seen them do through 9 games this year. And they were poised and ready to do so. So the tee now on the 20-yard line. Lengthy extra point. Hernandez is going to hit it high, and it goes low, and another miss. 35 seconds left in this first half of play. Clay County 33, Trousdale County 9.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs lead the Jackets of Trousdale County 33-0, 35 seconds left here in the first half. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County got it with 120 left here, and they went 7 plays, 71 yards, and it came on 4 completions from quarterback Nate Adams. He hit Waylon Cherry for 17, his brother Nolan for 14. Lance Burchett, 25 across the middle, then capped the drive with a Reese Adams touchdown, hitting his cousin from 15 yards out to put Clay County into the running clock when they come back out in the second half as they lead 33-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. I think I heard 28 from Brother John over there. Worm Smith, another tackle.
Soto right there involved with him. Trailsdale taking over at the 29-yard line. 71-yard field in front of this offense who has struggled to convert first downs tonight. Only one first down, I believe, for the Yellow Jackets. Sophomore quarterback Link under center. Aiden Link hands off to the background left side. He gets the corner, goes north and south. They're not struggling here to gain about 8 yards. And a personal foul going to come out. It was Bryson Sharp being tackled, basically, back behind the play. No, it was Worm Smith being tackled. I think this will be a personal foul against Trousdale.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Worm Smith again. It's bringing the pain throughout these last few minutes for this Clay County defense, and I think one of the Yellow Jackets took exception to it. Had a chance there maybe to try to get a little revenge against Smith and took his shot.
It cost him 15 to do so. And Smith healthily walks back to his defensive huddle with a 33-0 lead.
Does the 8 yard gain count?
They did it from the spot of the foul. Personal 15 yard.
Down. Still first down, looks like.
That's true. First and 12.
So it doesn't count.
That's true. Never happened with the down not changing. Ball now sitting at what we'll call a 27 in the half ends. They slipped that clock in. Notice I didn't know it was ticking. Well, that's the end of the first half. It's been ugly. It's been sloppy. But good news, Clay County up 33-0 over visiting Trousdale County. Stay tuned for the Puffer Grill Buddy Shop Halftime Show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Trousdale County 33-0 here at the break in Salina. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. The Dogs kind of off to a slow start in this one, but they heated up in the second quarter as they put three touchdowns on the board during that second quarter. The defense got it started for Clay County as they pitched multiple three and outs to start. The Dogs, the first offensive play from scrimmage was a touchdown from brothers Nate Adams to Nolan Adams, a 43-yarder. Manny Hernandez was good on the extra point. They led 7-0 at the 7:46 mark. Just about 4 minutes later, they struck again as Waylon Cherry caught a 4-yard touchdown pass. Manny was good again. Clay County led 14-0. And then we had a little bit of ugliness go on there early in the second quarter. As Clay County led by two scores, it was back and forth for a while with the officials. Lance Burchett scored twice. They were both called back. And then finally, Clay County got something going. With 8 minutes left in the first half, they got the ball back. Aiden Soto got it going to ground, a 10-yard gain by him to set up his own 4-yard touchdown run. Hernandez kicked true, and Clay County led 21-0, about 7 minutes to go in the first half. And then at the 2:52 mark, Worm Smith comes in. Back-to-back rushes for him after Soto set it up at the 26. Worm finished it off. An 18-yard rush and then an 8-yard touchdown. Clay County's 27-0 after a missed PAT. And then right before the break, Clay County gets the ball back. A minute 20 to play. Nate Adams clicks off the 1 minute drill about as best as you can. He finds Waylon Cherry for 17, his brother Nolan for 14. Lance Burchett across the middle for 25, and then Reese Adams, a 15-yard touchdown with 35 seconds to play. Clay County invokes the mercy rule running clock. They lead 33-0.
here at halftime. For Clay County, a total of 246 yards on 23 offensive plays, 5 touchdowns, 7 carries for 67 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Aiden Soto has 4 carries for 31 yards and a score. Warren Smith, 2 carries for 26 yards and a score. Nate Adams, 1 scramble for 10 yards. Adams also 9 for 16 through the air for 179 yards and 3 touchdowns here in the first half. He does have 1 interception, which came on his first pass of the night. Receiving wise, Nolan Adams, 3 catches, 63 yards and a touchdown. Lance Burchett has 2 catches for 79 yards. Reese Adams, a 15-yard touchdown. Waylon Cherry, 2 catches, 21 yards and a touchdown. And Aiden Soto, 1 for 1. Defensively, Clay County being led by the senior Worm Smith. He's got 6 tackles here at the half, 2 of those for loss. Cole Eads has 3 tackles for loss. Reese Adams has 5, 2 tackles for loss. Hayden Adams, 4, a TFL. Bryson Sharp, 4 tackles, 2 TFLs. Nolan Adams, Eli Burnett have 1 tackle apiece. Caden Strong, 2, Aiden Soto, 2, and a tackle for loss. Again, the Dogs dominating 33-0 here at the break in Salina over Trousdale County. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell, Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately?
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert, and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time.
See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show from John Teeples Field. Clay County up 33-0 over Trousdale at the break. We'll kick over to John here for some, basically, what is the Clay County defensive stats in one way. Not a whole lot there. We'll go ahead and get in on the local sports lowdown. We got a whole lot of information. This is brought to us by Macon Trust. We'll start with Youth League football. Youth League hosted Watertown last Saturday and suffered 2 losses and had 1 win. The flag team fell to 1-4 on the season after losing 18-38. And the juniors are 2-3 after losing 6-32. And the seniors said that an even 2-2 after winning 14-6. Up next is Smith County, who come to John Teeples Field tomorrow. Sinai K-8 basketball, that began this week. The junior high teams hosted Westmoreland and Bobby Bartlett Gym on Tuesday for a pair of close wins. The girls, coached by Jermaine McElbain, won 35-31 in overtime with a go-ahead three-pointer coming from Emerson Sharp. The top scorers were Tyler Adams with 10, Sharp had 9, and Annie Vaughn, along with Ella Donaldson, each added 6. The boys, coached by Marty Maxfield, won 31-27, and were led by Parker Upchurch in scoring. All 4 teams were in action last night at Hermitage Springs. The 5th and 6th grade girls, coached by Tamika Garrison and Megan Copas, suffered a 12-13 defeat, while the junior high girls won 48-24 to sit at 2-0 on the year. The 5th and 6th boys, coached by Marty Maxfield, won 36-17, and the junior high boys won at Hermitage Springs 44-12, making them 2-0 on the year. Of course, Hermitage Springs basketball also active right now. Those teams began last Thursday when the junior high hosted Westmoreland. The girls, coached by Summer Cherry, lost, and the boys, coached by Tyrus West, also lost on opening night. Then all 4 teams were at Redbone Springs on Monday, where the 5th and 6th girls, the junior high girls, and the junior high boys all were losing, but a win was secured by the Hermitage Springs 5th and 6th grade boys over at Redbone Springs. Last night, as we said, they hosted the teams from Salina, and just a thrilling win for those 5th and 6th grade Hermitage Springs girls. They are 1-1 on the year. Hermitage Springs 5th and 6th boys 1-1, and both the junior high teams at Hermitage Springs 0-3. Tennessee Tech football, John Hamilton and the Golden Eagles are 2-5 overall and 2-2 in OVC play, and they do have a 3-game losing skid going right now after losing 21-37 to Western Illinois. They look to get right at home tomorrow at 1:30 against Charleston Southern. Clay County High School cross country head coach Jermaine McElwain's squad ran at York Institute in Jamestown on Tuesday, where they had a great day. The girls' team placed 2nd overall, with Chloe Peck placing 13th while setting a new personal best time. A lot of other good things took place there, too. I had them down, but I have lost them. Several personal bests were set. They will have the TWSWA region meet on Tuesday, October 29th in Macon County. Clay County High School anglers, they were active at Old Hickory last Saturday. Nixon Melton and Mitchell Bowles caught one fish. Jackson White and Kel Trowball caught two. Hunter and Kylie Brauner caught four fish, weighing 9.5 pounds cumulatively, and they placed seventh overall. The junior team of Finn Kazakowski and Will Carr are in action on Watts Bar Lake this weekend, and there is an event scheduled for Saturday, November 2nd at Sunset Marina on Del Hall Lake. Ball State basketball freshman Madison Hayes and the Lady Pioneers will get started before too long. They'll play Southern Union State on Friday, November the 1st. Tennessee Tech basketball red shirt sophomore Grant Strong and the Golden Eagles had an exhibition game against Austin Peay Wednesday night. They lost 80-90. They'll have another exhibition scheduled for Tuesday night against Oakland City at 7:30. And finally, Raptors 905. The G League team for the Toronto Raptors, Tyreek Key, is in Canada now. He reported on October 14th for voluntary workouts. They've been having 5-on-5 practices in recent days. The G League team will begin their season on November the 9th when they travel to Wilmington, Delaware to take on the Bluecoats for a 5 p.m. tip-off. This week's local sports lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Trust, come grow with us. Go ahead now and do the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. The last time that the Dogs beat the Yellow Jackets was all the way back in 1989 when they met in the first round of the playoffs. A 12-play, 66-yard scoring drive saw Jason Narhead Hamilton score on a 4-yard run with 40 seconds remaining to secure the 27-20 win and eliminate head coach Clint Satterfield and the Yellow Jackets. Three other players scored touchdowns during that contest. Name two of them. Go ahead and read that one more time while we have time, Thomas. Question is, the last time the Dogs beat the Yellow Jackets was in 1989 when they met in the first round of the playoffs. A 12-play, 66-yard scoring drive saw Jason Narhead Hamilton score on a 4-yard run with 40 seconds remaining to secure the 27-20 win. Three other Bulldogs scored touchdowns during that contest. Name two of them. If you think you know the answer, please send in your guesses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004.
That could be a lot of big names. We got one coming in right here. We have Brian Burchett from Greg's Room.
And he's got two there. He says Rob Holston and Brian Burchett, and it's over. We've got a winner. Greg Strong immediately coming in and taking care of things here. It was Rob Holston, an 83-yard block field goal return for touchdown. Brian Burchett, a 38-yard touchdown reception from Stephen Arms. And the third one, Eric Webb on a 2-yard run. So Greg Strong, I think with his third win of the year, back-to-back wins. He won last week, Thomas. He's becoming quite formidable here on the Pick'em. We may have to make him sit out a week. Not on the Pick'em, but on the Subway Trivia Challenge.
Yeah, doing a great job. Lots of answers as the hotline's blowing up. And we have several more. Michael Adams' name mentioned here. Tupi Kerr, Eric Webb was guest, on and on. So Stephen Arms, of course, we got guesses from Tish Markham, Brian Burchett, Sam Daniels, Narhead Hamilton himself, and others. So just great participation in that.
Absolutely. And a quick win by Greg Strong, who will be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway, and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person online or in the Subway app every day and on 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Those certificates and stickers will be mailed out at the conclusion of the season. If you have won this year and have not received that yet, don't fret. We'll get it to you. We always do. Matter of fact, we had a holdout. Mary Brown Hampton, I think, it's set on my desk up at the high school for since basketball season and just didn't know where to send it to. Finally, got an address, so I put it in the mail the other day. So we always get them out, maybe a little bit late sometimes. But
well, she had just started to guess on football and saw our request for her address this season, so she should be receiving that soon. We want to thank Subway owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, of course, for sponsoring that. And Daniel, you for putting it together.
Oh, it's always fun. My pleasure. Clay County taking over the 40-yard line. A little bit of calculation. Nolan Adams, 10 yards from setting a new single-season yardage record. Nolan is on the reception. Needs 10 yards. Could get it right here. Releases for Reese Adams. Reese with it across midfield to the 50, up to the 45, and driven back. So a first down. Nice little hookup there. Between the first cousins, Nate Adams and Nolan, of course, Nate, with his 100-plus yards that Thomas told you about in the first half, he surpassed his old single-season yardage mark. It was 2,025 yards. He set that last year, and he's eclipsed that. He's eclipsed 6,000 on his career, and he's heading northward in the record books. First and 10, Clay County here, sitting at the Trousdale 48-yard line. Third quarter action, Dogs leading 33-3. Two-back set, one at either hip. Swung out to Soto. Soto's hitting the backfield, breaks tackle, 50, 45. Gets the corner, 40. Plows ahead and out of bounds. First down, Brady Soto. Just, we talk about him every game, but I think he gets better every game. He's just looking sharp. Trousdale this year, certainly an inferior opponent to these Dogs, but I think minus that second quarter surge of inconsistency, you know, from both teams, Clay County playing some of their best football right here at the right time. First and 10, ball now sitting at the 34-yard line, we'll call it. 34. Nate with it. Has time. Releases across the middle. Going to be dropped. Lance Burchett.
I believe the defender tipped it.
Yeah, it ended up going back behind Lance a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was tipped by that middle linebacker.
Clock stops with an incomplete pass. No, it does not stop. Typically it would, but we have a running clock. 33-0 the score. Second and 10. So this second half will go quick. 9:15 and ticking already. Waylon Cherry switched to the left along with Lance Burchett. Reese and Owen to the right. Nate rolls left, flips the hips, looks for Waylon, unloads, drops underneath. Must have been deflected because it's intercepted. Second interception of the contest. For Nate, don't know if something hit the arm. Just no relish on that pass whatsoever. Must have been deflected.
I didn't see it get deflected. He must have maybe changed his mind about the time he let it go.
I thought he was...
It was off pretty bad.
Thought he was going deep to Waylon, and he saw something, like you mentioned, maybe a defender come in, tried to maybe mid-throw, check back to the shorter receiver, and it was found by Yellow Jacket. So second pick of the night. Trousdale taking over. 71-yard field in front of the Jacket offense. Sophomore quarterback, Aiden Link, going to go under center. Double wing set, wide out right. Motion right and left, handoff on the buck sweep. Going to be bounced outside and run down by Worm Smith and others. Just great lateral pursuit. Worm coming from inside out. Worm ends up with the football, headed towards the Jacket end zone, but after the ball carrier was down, got to credit Worm there. Had a ton of help, Thomas, but the senior coming inside out.
Just a jailbreak from both inside linebackers. Read it perfectly and shot both gaps. And like you said, got flat and made that stop for a big loss.
Second and 14, loss of four. Ball now back at the, got to say the 24-yard line.
I'd call that five, at least.
Link under center. Hand off to the fullback. Into the arms of Roland Holloway and Hayden Adams. Seven, 12, and ticking. Of course, Clay County right here next week at home. John Peoples Field, the site, and the Gordonsville Tigers, the nemesis. John, you can go ahead anytime you feel like it, maybe after this next play, and bring us that scoreboard update. We wasn't able to get to it at the half. Had a, I think, a five-minute shorter halftime than we sometimes do here at home.
Yeah, it's definitely sped up.
Yeah. 15-minute variety rather than the 20 that we sometimes see. Third and 13 after a gain of one. Offensive penalty. False start, I guess. Against Trousdale. and clock will continue running. And like I said, it's going to go fast, Tom. It's already halfway through this third quarter, 6:20 mark.
Yeah, we saw this last week. And, you know, Clay County eventually there in the second quarter taking care of business early to get this running clock started. That's what you wanted to see.
Yep.
We just wanted to see it happen a little earlier, a little more crisp out of the dogs early on. But, you know, again, taking care of business with this one here. I think we probably won't see the starters maybe. I don't know. We might one more due to that interception early. I'm not sure. But I think we're going to get to see some of these young players again tonight.
Hopefully so. Ball at the 21 now. Line the game to 39. So 3rd and 18 after the 5-yard penalty. Jackets, Bray Cuddle, 5:35 and ticking. Lane going to be under center. Pretty much this traditional double wing set out of Hartsville tonight. Hand off underneath once again, just well read.
Yeah, about half a dozen in on that one, including all the linebackers, but somebody
Reese Adams
underneath.
Reese Adams, who I picked up.
I think so. I agree, John.
Same type play we saw out of Reese, standing home on that misdirection.
Looks like about a no gain, huh?
John, go ahead if you want to. Try to give us some scores. If no one has a big flashy return, we'll jump in, but you should be good here.
At the half, Bledsoe County 28, Gordonsville 14, Whitwell 7, Chat Prep 7 in the third, White County 14, DeKalb County 14 as this punt.
Low line drive, no one going to let it go.
Cookeville down 21-0 to Green Hill at the half. Cumberland County 14, Livingston 0. Macon County 35, Watertown 0. Monterey 28, Jackson County 0. Portland 21, Westmoreland 7 in the third.
Ooh.
Portland, at the end of the day, Portland a better team.
Yeah.
You know.
Red Bullen 19, Community 8 at the half.
Hmm.
Stone Memorial 12, Upperman 8.
Oh, wow. Stone leading the number one bees.
York Institute 54, Wartburg 0. This halftime scoreboard update brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Offer you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They're the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
36-yard line, the starting spot. Nate with it, play action pass, dumps off to Burchett. Lance with it, 45, 50, 45, cross midfield, down to the 35 and run out of bounds. Late hit going to be called against the Jackets. An extra 15 yards. So 14 yards up to the 50. Thomas, he ran out. They've got it sitting there around the 30. We're going to see where he starts walking from. They're going to give him the 32.
Another great play between the Burchett and Adams right there. You know, Nate getting out on the corner and just flicking it. It's just a natural little flip to Lance Burchett. He's out there in open space against the Yellow Jackets.
Running around people.
Yeah, making guys miss. I mean, he's just, I don't know, special athletes here playing for the Dogs.
Nice 32-yard gain prior to the penalty. 17-yard line. The point of the football rest right now in Jacket territory inside the red zone. First and 10 Dogs, 2:35 and ticking third quarter, looking to go up 39-0 here, and they lead 33-9. Give DeSoto a hit in the backfield, drop for a loss. Nice play by the Jackets and a breakdown up front for Clay County that time. Of course, you know, some of those are reads. I don't know if we, you know, it may have been the design to turn that guy loose. Perhaps should have been pulled if it was a replay. DeSoto did not have a chance. Had the guy in his lap as soon as the ball was given to him. Loss of 3. Makes it 2nd and 13 at the 20. Burchett, Nolan Adams left. Cherry and Reese Adams right. Play action. Released over there for Cherry. Knocked away at the last moment. Kind of waiting for it to come down. Like to see go up for the high point there. Of course, our vantage point, hard to see the angle that it was coming in at. Nice ball. You talked about it earlier, John, about dropping it down, you know, almost from straight above into a bucket, to a point.
That's something quarterbacks practice and work on, you know, throwing it to that far point so that only his guy can get to it.
And that's one thing these guys do. They put in the extra time. We've talked about it throughout the season, John. Nate Adams, these receivers out here working on their own time. Coach Lamb talked about it in last week's interview with Les Burchett. You know, he's got them for 2 hours, for 3 days.
Right.
After that, it's on these guys, and they're putting in the time.
Third down from the 20, third and 13. Nate rolling right, 50 seconds to play in the third. Release is incomplete. So fourth and 13, going to be Hernandez extra point coming up. Be about a 37-yard variety.
Field goal.
Yeah, I say extra point. Sorry about that.
Maybe the longest attempt he's had?
Maybe. Maybe the longest Clay County attempt. I don't know. We've tried them over the years, but never a ton closer than this.
How long was Dale's attempt at Gordon?
I don't know. It's from the right.
How'd you know that's what I was going to say?
That's the one from our time, you know, for sure. It was a pretty kick and just went a little wide. Had plenty of distance. So Hernandez, 37-yard field goal attempt coming. Snap, set, kicks away. It's straight. It's true. It's pretty. It's no good, they say. Oh, they may have missed that one. Into the third quarter. I'm sure they called it right. But
it's right under it.
33-0 after three on their Hernandez miss.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Muted. Well, you was doing good. Take it right back away.
I don't even remember what I was saying now.
Bulldog football. I've been presented by Clay Fire Sports here. Trousdale taking over. One quarter left to play. Still the varsity defense on the field for the Dogs. Just trying to maintain this shutout, I suppose. Of course, if Trousdale were to score, I don't think they could score against their twos, but you never know. If they were to score, the running clock would stop. So you don't want to see that happen. Another good defense here. Getting him around two or three. Host the Dogs in on it. Probably rolling Holloway in that left tackle position. The primary. Colton Brown getting in on things. Second and seven. Caden Strong coming onto the field.
I always listen for Parker and see who he says and see if we're right.
Yeah, they've got binoculars down there. New, you know.
We've been pretty close.
I got LASIK surgery.
Well, I may need to get some. Me and Thomas talked about that last week. But getting harder to see things. Second and seven, Link under center. Motion in the backfield. Jet motion. Give to the fullback. Maybe it actually been a quarterback keeper on a bit of a midline play.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to that one earlier that we talked about.
For sure that was nose guard Hayden Adams gobbling him up.
Third and three. 11-10 and ticking. Trousdale in no rush.
Nor are we.
Second Third and short here. Leans with the snap, give to the fullback. Close to the sticks, but I think a little short. They may give him a generous spot and keep this thing moving.
I think his knee was down. It's going to be short.
So what was the Gordonsville Bledsoe score, John?
28-14? Something like that, I think. Bledsoe.
I've already closed that, Daniel. I can't remember.
Thank you. Thank you for that, John. 28-14 for Thomas, rather.
Fourth and short.
Jackets going here. .955 mark, fourth quarter. I don't think they got anything positive. The second surge perhaps did, depending on if that was the ball carrier. We saw a yellow helmet come forward. Looks like they're going to give a first down to the Jackets, and the drive will continue.
Yeah, senior Eli Burnett in there at that linebacker spot coming up and trying to finish it off for him there, Daniel.
9:25 and ticking. Dogs up 33-9.
Fourth quarter about to start. Bledsoe County 35, Gordonsville 14.
Bledsoe flexing muscle. Give off the tailback to the line of scrimmage and no more. Just a mass of humanity there. A lot of bodies.
Yeah, we've got some reserves in on defense right there. One of them, Eli making the stop, and then somebody coming up from a defensive back position maybe.
Well,
the Fletcher Strong in there?
You got Cole Leeds and Nolan and Waylon and Nate.
Okay. Thought I seen a six. I guess that was Leeds.
Well, you may have Caden Copeland, wire six.
Oh, six.
But I don't see him on the defensive front where he
goes
in.
Must have been Eads.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Loss, tackle for loss on it. Worm Smith making this tackle. No doubt this time. So third and 10. 8 minutes and ticking. So the first down that Trailsdale garnered essentially going to chew up half the quarter.
Yeah, you know, it will.
They began this possession at the 12-minute mark of the quarter. Third and 10. Get off the tailback right side once again, hit for a loss. It's been the tune of the night. We have about as many tackle for loss as we do of the normal righty. We're going to move that down marker back. And instead of fourth and 12 inches, it's fourth and about 12 yards this time.
Good job in there by some of those second string guys.
Well, we've got...
I don't think it's
Kate Strong, four. The only one. He's a rotator.
Yeah.
Eli Burnett, really the only second guy. So who's off then?
Soto or I don't know.
Reese is there.
Oh, so when you said earlier, I thought you mentioned he was inside. Okay.
Yeah.
So Soto then, or Bryson Sharp one. It is Soto. So the punt coming, 6:45 mark here for the Jackets. Low end over end kick. No one's going to let it bounce. It'll be closely pursued by Yellow Jacket and down at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like we got the second string coming on here on offense, Daniel.
Yeah, get these varsity guys off the field. We've got a region title game coming up next week. Of course, Jackson Ritter going to be on that offensive line. I see Casey Monroe Hidalgo out there. Ramsey Hayes will be the center. Probably got to think Cole Ledbetter going to still be out there at a guard. And we'll have to try to identify that other tackle. Maybe sophomore Oliver Bowles, perhaps. Manny Hernandez will play a wideout. Fletcher Strong, the quarterback. Isaiah Burnett, the running back. We've got sophomore KJ Ashley splitting out near side to us. So two wide to the right with a tight end, single receiver left. Give to Burnett. He had a touchdown last week. going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage, perhaps for a loss here.
I think another one of those guards is Walker. Isn't that right? 60.
Tucker Walker, yes. Yes, he would be the other one that I couldn't think of. Timeout taken by Trousdale. We'll take it with them. 5:34 mark here of this fourth quarter. Trousdale wanting to do some substitutions, I believe, during this timeout. 33-9, Clay County up.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Senior Eli Burnett not able to haul in the quick screen. Makes it 3rd and 11. Ball sitting on this near side hash. 5:10 and ticking. Burnett going to shift to the right hip of Strong, who's in the gun. Ashley by himself to the right. Give off to Burnett. Gets back to the line, and maybe he didn't. Could be another loss here.
Yeah, this is a unit we talked about last week. We watched them march 98 yards for a score, Daniel, against Red Bowling Springs. And going to have to punt this time, though.
Well, we talked about the youth of this Trousdale team, and you're seeing probably some freshmen and potentially sophomores out there right now who have played varsity reps this year. And, probably feels a little easier to them having the Clay County 2s out there. And I do think Trousdale made substitutions during their timeout. But a Clay County punt going to take place here. So a loss of one for Burnett on that last carry. Makes it 4th and 12. Nate Adams, first punt of the night, and a beauty. High spiraling kick. Fielded by a jacket at the 31. He's taken by Nolan Adams. Nolan kind of throwing a hand out there. You saw Soto falling in on the top, but kind of a drive-by tackle by Nolan, I believe. And now we see the number 2 defense, Oliver Bowles out there, Caden Copeland, Eli Burnett, Cole Edbetter, Big Lucas Graves, Jackson Ritter, Tucker Walker, Manny Hernandez, KJ Ashley, Fletcher Strong, and Isaiah Burnett going to represent the number 2 defense for coordinator Mike Dickerson. 3:30 and ticking. We'll talk about it in the postgame show, but got to mention it again. Region championship game right here, John Dibbles Field next week. Come out here if you can. We love it when we see good numbers listing and things, and some of you can't make it and are out of town, and we want you to tune in. But if at all possible, come right out here to Joni Leach Stadium, cheer on these Dogs as they try to win their second region title in 3 years. 1st and 10, Trousdale. Ball at the 33-yard line. A handoff and a tackle made. Tucker Walker in on the stop from his inside linebacker position, joined by others.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. You know, it doesn't get any better than what we're going to see next Friday night. Clay County, Gordonsville, for the region title. But it's much more than the region title this year. It's home field advantage throughout the playoffs for the Region 4A champion. And this is where we need Clay County. We need Salina. We need Hermitage Springs. We need everybody in this community to come out to John Teeples Field, pack Joni Leach Stadium,
right,
get behind these Dogs.
No doubt. Atmosphere is huge. It's been flat here tonight for a couple of different reasons. And, boys, feed off of that. That may be why it's been flat at times on the field. A big play by Trousdale here going to be run out of bounds by We could say Cole Ledbetter. He was there kind of forcing the issue.
Got to give it to somebody.
KJ Ashley, the announcer says, from his safety position. Minute 45 here left in this contest. So Clay County going to go to. All right.
Holding call against Trousdale on that last play. Clay County. Back him up.
Going to go to 7.
Stop.
Right. Wipes that off. 7-2 on the year. And regular season last year finished up 6-4. In the regular season. Back-to-back losses. Trousdale Gordonsville to finish the regular season. And not going to happen this year. Going to get this Trousdale win. And
yeah, the Dogs sitting at the same spot they were headed into this game.
Right, coming into the night. And the big difference in the series with Gordonsville since 2017, I think I'm correct when I say this, since 2017, the home field has won each of those contests, and maybe been since 2017. I think that's right. I know the last 4 or 5 meetings.
Yeah.
The home team has won those battles. Of course, last year, double overtime contest down at Turney Ford Field. Prior to that meeting, third round of the playoffs here on John Tables Field. Mercy River running clock, third round of the playoffs, black, purple, and gold on top. So,
the one before that, a one score game.
Yeah. Yeah,
Clay County
fourth down, Keaton Arms tackle to secure the big region championship win as the ball's loose here. Kind of confirmed that with Bruce Lamb and Mike Dickerson the other day. It's 10 seconds ticked down. I said, guys, for a future reference, just to make sure, because that's a tough stat to keep, I said 30 years from now, when we say who made the fourth down stop in the big first ever region title game, I said, it was Keaton Arms, right? They said, no doubt. Said whenever he decided he didn't want to get blocked to make a tackle, he wouldn't get blocked, and he was making a tackle, and he did on that play.
He did.
This one goes final, folks, 33-0. The final here in this non-region matchup. Trousdale stays winless on the field this year. Clay County moves to 7-2. We'll be back for the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner, every step of the way.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show, Clay County moving to 7-2 in the ninth game of this regular season tonight. After winning against the visiting Trousdale County Yellow Jackets by a final score of 33-0, we're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, this 33-0 shutout was courtesy of a Clay County defense who pitched two in a row, and we saw them dominate early on and keep Clay County the ship righted pretty much. We saw back-to-back-to-back three and outs from the Clay County defense and a Nolan Adams reception from his brother Nate Adams, 43-yarder and a Manny Hernandez kick, made it 7-0 in amongst that at the 7:46 mark of the first quarter. And then Clay County went up two scores on a Waylon Cherry four-yard touchdown from Nate Adams. It was 14-0, 3:04 left in the first. And that's when it kind of got ugly, Daniel. We saw, just some uncharacteristic things out of Clay County. They did have the 14-0 score, but we saw the penalties, saw the referees get involved, we saw coaches get involved, the players, and just really wasn't a good stretch for Clay County, even though they battled out of it.
Yeah, I agree, and you can point the finger at a lot of things, officiating, the opponent, flat atmosphere tonight. During that stretch, it's just messy football by everybody involved.
Yeah, and it lasted throughout the first half of the second quarter, but at the last 7 minutes of it, it was the Clay County offensive show, Daniel, as Nate Adams heated up and Aiden Soto heated up on the ground. He had a four-yard touchdown run to make it 21-0. Worm Smith came in and just ran angry, his little brother said, an 18-yard rush and then an 8-yard touchdown to following up. Clay County was up 27-0. They got the ball back with about a minute to go in the first half, and Nate Adams went to work. He hit Waylon Cherry for 17, Nolan Adams for 14. Lance Burchett, a great over-the-middle throw by Nate Adams to him that he got some yards after the catch to set up the Reese Adams 15-yard touchdown catch from Nate and got that clock rolling. It was 33-0 at the half, and it stayed that way for the final.
Yeah, there's not a lot of opportunity during the running clock second half to do a whole lot, and unfortunately didn't have to. And the other huge takeaway from this, no injuries that we're aware of at this point. So coming out of this healthy, we know we don't have a ton of depth, and once again we're unscathed moving into what is now the most important game of the year.
Yeah, and big numbers from this Clay County defense. I can't stress that enough about how they keep this team going. If the offense is struggling a little bit, the defense, we saw Worm Smith step up in amongst that mess there, make some big stops and show that leadership, and Reese Adams just firing at will, and the entire unit kind of got Clay County through that rough patch. The offense got going, and it was over.
Yeah, 100%. Folks, the Bulldog wrap-ups from Route TV Eagle Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Blog Homes. Find out more at EaglePanelsOfTN.com. Eagle Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. John, you wanted to go before or after the promo on your stuff? We're going to go to a promo here, come back, and give the Trousdale stats, get into the Clay County stats, and announce the TDS top performer. We'll be right back. You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final scoreboard update as we wrap up the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show, Clay County 7-2 now, heading into the big contest with Gordonsville next week. Shot at the region championship in front of us, but let's continue to digest this 33-0 win a little bit here as we kick over to John.
Not much more happened in the second half other than what I read off in halftime, but I've got them with a total of 52 yards. Passing total, 1 of 4 for 25 yards. That one catch was by Caden Bush. Rushing-wise, I didn't get it quite totaled up, but 27 total yards rushing on about 22 carries or something like that. So really good job by Clay defense. During that letdown there in the second half, the defense never did let down. They were going to 3 and outs about every time, watching them punt.
Yeah, gave up that one first down on 4th and inches. It was kind of questionable even. You know, if that's the biggest thing you gave up, you did pretty good.
I think there was one other first down, 2 first downs all night.
The Dogs in the last 3 games, I'm pretty sure it adds up to about 250 yards allowed.
Yeah,
in the last 3 games. They held Red Bull and Springs right at 100, and the game before it was under 100.
And the Joe Burns game that you're talking about there. 60 or so of the yards given up at that game came against the number 2 defense in the fourth quarter, you know. So, anyway.
Yeah, just totally impressive. And so impressive that when I do my stats, I'm going to start with the defensive stat lines. Worm Smith, the senior, leading the way tonight with 8 tackles, 3 for loss. Cole Eads had a big night, too. 4 tackles for him, a tackle for loss. Reese Adams, 7 stops, 2 for loss. Hayden Adams, 5 and a tackle for loss. Bryson Sharp, 4 off the corner, 2 tackles for loss. Nolan Adams, 2 tackles. Eli Burnett, the senior, coming in, 3 stops, a tackle for loss for him. Caden Strong, 2 tackles. Aiden Soto, 2 tackles. Roland Holloway, also 2. Colton Brown had 1. Walker, give me his first name.
Who now?
Tucker Walker?
Tucker, yeah.
Tucker Walker had 1 stop tonight. Manny Hernandez with the last tackle for the Dog defense. I got to add these up. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 tackles for loss for Clay County. Double digits on TFLs on the night. So, unreal there. Clay County offense, 301 yards, 5 touchdowns on 34 plays. They rushed it 10 times for 64 yards and 2 touchdowns. Aiden Soto had 5 carries for 28 yards and a touchdown. Warren Smith, 2 carries, 26 yards and a touchdown. Nate Adams scrambled once for 10 yards. He is also 12 for 23, 237 yards, 3 touchdowns on the night. He did have 2 interceptions in the contest. Fletcher Strong also threw it 24 times, so Strong was 0 for 1 on the night. So pretty good production from Clay County there. Receiving-wise, Nolan Adams, 3 catches, 63 yards, and a touchdown. Reese Adams, 2 catches, 15 yards, I'm sorry, 27 yards, and a touchdown. Aiden Soto, 2 catches, 15 yards. Waylon Cherry had a good night, too. 2 catches, 21 yards, and a 4-yard touchdown. Lance Burchett, over the century mark tonight. 3 catches, 111 yards for the senior.
Before we get into naming the TDS top performer, just want to hit a few statistical markers real quick. Nate Adams tonight went over 6,000 yards on his career, set a new, and he went over 2,000 for the season, set a new single-season mark, beating his old one of 2,025. Right now he's got 2,171 on the season. He's thrown 29 touchdowns during this senior campaign. Looking at Nolan, as far as some receiving stuff, he broke his career receiving touchdown tie with Alec Kerr. He has 25 now with his catch tonight by himself, leading in that area in only his junior campaign with games left to play. The other big one that you've got to think he's going to eclipse early next week, single season receiving yards, Nolan sits at 996. Wyatt Mabry leads with 1,006. So when he gets 11 receiving yards against Gordonsville, hopefully, we'll see a new single season leader in that regard too. So just wanted to hit those numbers. I'm kind of a numbers guy, especially on that stuff, and it's just kind of fun to keep up with. But let's get on to naming tonight's TDS top performer from this contest. As always, a lot of different ways we could have went, but we went a direction that I've wanted to go several times this year, but there were a few things that just prevented us from being able to because of some other huge games. But tonight, TDS top performer, Lance Burchett, the senior, gritty, hardworking, just like his dad, Brent, just like his brother, Jimmy, you know, out of that same mold. He's going to go get it done. We saw him with two touchdowns on the same drive, and neither one of them stood because they both got called back from penalties. But so those didn't count. But receiving-wise, you called it off. I think he had three catches tonight for 111 yards. That puts him at 36 catches on the season for 718 yards. We talk about Nolan with, you know, 996. Well, look at Lance at 718, right behind him sharing those reps. Lance would be the number one target for just about any team we play. He just happens a lot of times to be the number two target on our squad. But Lance Burchett, just such a great individual, a great kid, a great demeanor, a great attitude. You never see him getting involved on nothing. He's not a heavily penalized player. He plays his game. He does what he's supposed to do, Thomas, and he's just one of my favorites to watch. He really goes out there and he plays for the Bulldogs the way that I like to see guys play.
Yeah, and we've got some exciting players on this team with Nolan Adams and what he's doing, Nathan Soto when he touches the ball, what he can do with it when he breaks it. But to me, it's Lance Burchett. When the ball heads toward 26, excitement's fixing to happen.
Because,
you know, most of the time he'll catch a possession-type catch, maybe a 7-yarder, 8, maybe up to 15 yards. But he turns it into this. Three catches tonight, a 54-yarder, a 25-yarder, and a 32-yarder. You know, and that's why he's got 700-and-something yards. He's not catching as many balls as Nolan Adams is. But when he does, I don't know. I just like his attitude. It's like, you're not keeping him out of the end zone. You're not stopping him for an 8-yard gain. I'm going to turn it into 50. I'm going to turn it into 60. And he does it with physicality. He does it by setting up his defenders. And I just can't wait for the ball to head towards Lance Burchett here in this 2024 season.
You talk about this almost being a two-year deal with this team because we didn't lose a lot of guys from last year. We had some important seniors we lost, but the core of this team was back. Well, something last year's team missed was Lance Burchett. Lance broke his arm in preseason ball over at Tech. He didn't come back until Gordonsville. That's when he made a return to action. Last year, he had four catches for 71 yards. Two of those four catches were touchdowns. So Lance was a huge piece of this team that was missing. We're a lot better this year than we were last year. And a big reason that we're a lot better is the presence of Lance Burchett.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. He's just one of many exciting players we have on this Clay County team looking for a long postseason run. It's going to come when you got players like Lance Burchett.
Tonight's TDS top performer, Lance Burchett, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Let's kick over to John for my favorite segment, the final scoreboard update. This is brought to us by Shock and Strong.
Here we go. I've been watching the Gordonsville Blood, so we'll come back to it. Make sure I'm not muted. Chattanooga Prep and Whitwell are tied at 20 with 2:25 left in the game. White County and DeKalb County tied at 14 at the half. Cookeville defeated by Green Hill 28-14. Monterey best Jackson County 42-6. Red Bull Springs ahead of Community 19-8 at the half. Stone Memorial 26, Upperman 29 There was a few seconds left when I saw that one last, but that's probably gone final by now. I believe Upperman was driving again. York Institute wins 60-0 over Fort Berg. South Pittsburgh, 41, Sail Creek, 13. That's the final score. Still showing, well, here I see Bledsoe, 45, Gordonsville, 28, with 2 minutes left in the game.
A lot of points.
Clay County, 33, Trousdale, 0 here tonight. My favorite score. This final scoreboard update sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered.
For the first time since 1989, the Bulldogs have defeated the Yellow Jackets. It's been a long time, Thomas.
Yeah, it has. Just great for us old Bulldogs, great for these Bulldogs getting revenge from that loss last season, and just kind of a great way to catapult into the game of the year so far. Coming up next Friday night, we said it earlier on, if you haven't seen this team, you need to be here. If you have seen this team, you better be here. If you are a Bulldog, if you play for Salina, if you play for Clay County, this is the game to come to. This team needs you here. They deserve Clay County to turn out.
I want to see a dog walk line with alumni the way we saw a couple years ago. Because let me tell you something, folks, that makes a difference. These young men see that, and they see the guys that they're playing for, and it just helps them. Come on out. Come on out. If you want to hear us yap about it, go back and watch it on the archives. It'll be there, we promise. Come on out and see them in person. Clay County 7-2 on the year. Any final thoughts, guys?
No, just looking forward to Friday.
Sounds good. Well, folks, for John Thomas Bleeram, Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.